You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man.
I saw this article the other day on Yahoo News. This happened in India. A woman woke up at her own funeral and died.
That's so fucked up.
She was, her family was paying their respects to the, I don't know if it was a coffin. I don't know what they use over there.
They like wrap them?
Wicker basket? I don't know.
I think they wrap them in like spider webs.
Bush. How fucking wrong.
I'm serious. Uh-oh. Like silk or something.
You got a moron here. Is that it?
Do they not, like, embalm? Oh, I guess the spider webs keep them preserved. I don't
know what their rituals is over in India as far as...
Maybe they have to put them in the ground by a certain time before they're...
That could be it. I don't know.
Like, maybe they...
I don't know what that has to do with your spider web theory, though.
I feel like they wrap them in something mummy-like. Like...
I don't even know where to go with this.
Do you know what I'm saying, though?
Like, the women have a smaller brain than the men.
Like gauze?
I don't know. Gauze. I would believe gauze over a fucking spider web.
Why? What, it's fucking... India. The person came back to life, for Christ's sake.
Let me ask you a question. How the fuck can they wrap somebody up in spider webs within like a short amount of time after they die?
I don't know. How do they make a shirt out of spider webs? They maybe they have
like
a
fucking
loom.
Factory with a bunch of spiders like spinning t-shirts.
Like a homemade
the
loom.
Fuck is wrong?
If they don't have a factory that has spiders, right, like producing silk, then
you stupid motherfucker, you know that?
Then how do they make silk shirts? Like they have to.
I'm retarded.
Spider factory.
No, like in the part of the factory, like in the back or something. Whatever.
Redonkulous.
What are you, a fucking moron? Where do you go after this? I don't understand. I don't even know what to do right now. Did she just say a spider factory?
She did.
Not a spider factory. A shirt factory. Or like a pajama factory, because silk pajamas are constant. And like sheets. Do you know that? Googling it.
Oh my god. Please, yeah, Google it.
Spider factory.
That's what you're Googling? You're going to get a fucking cartoon or something.
Yeah, bullshit.
Oh my god.
See if they have spider labor laws.
Yeah, right. What the fuck? What's
Do you think they have like EEO for spiders?
What's spider minimum wage right now?
Yeah, it came up on its own. I didn't even have to finish it, so it might exist. It says Alfa Romeo Spider Factory.
That's a fucking car.
Fucking retards.
Holy
oh man, it doesn't say anything. It's a secret. What the fuck? It doesn't say anything. It tells you how to homemade make.
You know why you didn't find it? Because there's no spider factories.
I'm going to come back next week with an answer. I'm going to do a little bit more. I'm going to go to the library.
Oh. I would believe in a spider factory before I believe you'd go to a library.
Jersey Jerk. All day, every day. Woo!
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Usually, you can give us a call at 856-381-4500. Not tonight. Marco's not here. You can email us, though, at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. You can also go to iTunes and subscribe to us and leave us a review like Jersey Jerks all day, every day. Woo! Don't forget to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And if you have an iPhone or an iPad, please download the Riotcast app and the TuneIn app if you have a Droid. Like, whoa. What's up?
Like, whoa.
Like, whoa.
I want to beat your head in, like, whoa.
I know. I was thinking that that was probably you when you texted me, but the number didn't look familiar.
Okay. So oh, that's fine, because you probably never see it.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, that's probably not Fabio.
Normally, when you text her, it says really, really fat. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, hold on. I got a text from a really, really fat guy.
Yeah.
Cocksucker.
Whatever. Whoa. I'm never... That's going to be, like, forever, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if I... Some miracle, I get AIDS and I get skinny, I'm still going to fucking...
Why would you get skinny from AIDS? You were skinny before. You show me pictures of you.
I would probably need AIDS now to get skinny again.
Now that, fuck.
Now that I'm 40, it's harder to lose.
I was going to say, because you were, like, insanely skinny. Like, too skinny.
I wouldn't say insanely skinny.
From the pictures you showed me, you look like you weighed, like, 100 pounds.
No.
I mean, you're tall, so...
No, I was, like, 180.
180?
Yeah.
You look like 150.
No.
You look like an AIDS patient.
No, my cock was 50 pounds. Just kidding.
I think before, I don't remember, but do you guys remember if we talked about a guy that got caught fucking his neighbor's pool raft? We did, right?
Did we?
I think so. Like last year, I think it was here, but I think it was when it first started.
It wasn't me.
I think we talked about it on the show.
Okay.
We talked about this guy. He was in his 30s and he got caught fucking his neighbor's pink. Pink flamingo pool raft.
A ejaculate.
It's like, it's. When I read the story, I remembered that, and I could have sworn that we talked about it, and we were like, he already did it once, and now he got caught again? No?
No.
Well, he got caught again.
Same raft?
No, different raft, same guy. Now he was fucking his neighbor's pool.
What?
Like, he was having sex with the pool.
How?
Like an inflatable pool?
Oh. I still can't figure that out.
I mean, how do you
same
have sex?
Same neighbor?
No, it was a different neighbor. But actually, this is his fourth time for doing what this. Yeah.
What the fuck is your problem?
Yeah, but he got arrested again, and I could have sworn that we talked about it. So I thought that it was pretty funny.
I don't recall that.
Because it happened 2011. It happened. But I literally was just reading it right before we went on, and I was like, oh, that's funny, because I was like, I could have sworn we talked about that.
What the fuck?
It's fucked up, please. He's like 35.
Hey, man, some people are lonely.
He looks like a meth addict or something.
Maybe he is.
Scary.
Maybe he is. Who knows?
Meth addicts fuck pole things?
I don't know. I'm not a meth addict. Never
I have no
was.
Idea. I took this quiz today.
I'm sure you failed.
And it was like, if your zodiac sign, like, if your zodiac sign was a drug, what drug would it be? And what do you think my drug was?
Heroin.
Heroin.
No.
Coke?
No. Wrong! It was LSD.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
And it said it was because everything is, like, more grand, and stories are always bigger, and...
Bullshit.
And you always make up shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, make stories more interesting, not make it up.
Dude, the trees were moving.
Everything that guy just says bullshit.
They were chasing me, man.
I thought it was funny. It reminded me of you.
Me?
The jerks.
Oh.
In general. It was like, oh, LSD.
I was gonna say, I figured any type of food would remind me of me.
That's funny too, because every Thursday when I come in here, I always have food, and I always offer you guys food, and you guys never take it.
Yeah, because I have already dinner by this point.
Yeah,
I can't eat this late anymore.
I figure your hands were on it, so I don't want to put it.
Yeah, yeah, me.
Yeah, that too. I would.
What?
I wouldn't share anything.
I'm clean.
I don't care if I was in a desert for like 3 weeks and you had the only bottle of water. If you sipped out of it first, I'd be like, fuck it.
That's mean.
I drink my own piss before I
drink. Why?
Because at least it's my piss.
It is sterile pee.
Whatever.
It's sterile.
It's not exactly a cool, refreshing drink, but at least I know I won't get anything. Like tongue HPV or
tongue HPV.
Throat AIDS.
Throat AIDS. You can't just get AIDS in your throat, can you?
No, you can joking.
You can get HPV in your throat.
I don't know that.
You do. You can.
I do. I mean, I know you can get it on your mouth, like herpes and stuff like that, but yeah, I don't know where your mouth's been. I've seen some of the people that where your mouth has been around, and
shut up.
I'm good. I'm all right.
Whatever. I don't think so.
As a matter of fact, let me just say this now, and this is going to sound really fucked up, and I'm sorry if it does.
Awesome.
But if I have like a massive heart attack and I just fall to the floor, as of right now, tonight, if this happens, only Chris is allowed to give me mouth to mouth.
You're fucked.
I was going to say, but I would prefer you don't just, you know, beat on my chest or something until if something happens. And that's it. Like,
what?
Yeah.
I don't even know how to do that, but still.
Well, then we're good. I am nothing
to
worry
mean.
About. Well, I mean, you actually have to worry more about yourself, because if you fall to the fucking floor, I'm going to be looking at Chris like, go ahead.
I got two shovels in the basement. Get to
oh
work.
My God.
Bag of lime.
You guys would let me die?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Evil.
Fuck
these.
You.
Thanks. I'm
glad
to know.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm glad to know I'm so expendable.
You're not expendable, but when it comes to like an emergency like that, actually, that's not true. Actually, it's not true. You know what? There's a way we could do it.
How?
You have
actually, I have a mask in the car that you can give mouth
oh, really?
To mouth with. Yeah. So.
Oh, cool.
You have a mouth to mouth mask.
Yeah.
What does that look
for
like?
CPR.
What does that look like? Does it have a tube in it or something?
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. A pain mask.
Did you guys ever
spread her lips?
Did you guys ever have to give CPR in high school? Like, did you ever have to learn it in high school?
Yeah.
And on those dummies?
Yeah, but we had to, and it was weird because it was before they had those pump things. So we had to use, like, we had to swab them out with, like,
yeah.
Whatever. The fucking,
alcohol?
Yeah, alcohol.
Yeah, I remember that.
Sucked.
I had to do that too. And
I even said so. I was like, can I get a chick dummy at least? This is so. This guy had a fucking tracksuit on. I was like, can somebody give me some?
I'm butt fucked this dude.
Taint Yum.
I call him Channing Tate Yum.
Oh, boy.
We didn't suck each other's dicks.
So yeah, we had a little problem last week.
Yeah, big problem.
10 minutes in the show. It was actually starting off really good
too.
I don't even know what the fuck we were talking about. All I know is we were already laughing right off the bat. And next thing you know, it just
yeah. Sounded like it was haunted.
Go along, you fuck.
And for once we can't blame Marco.
No, it wasn't my fault.
If anything,
fault.
Was my fault, I guess. I don't know.
I guess. Yeah, I guess it would have been your fault, but still, it seemed like it had nothing to do with that, which was weird.
The bottom of the fucking
interface
wasn't wet, so I don't know what.
It was possessed
Plus,
by Slenderman.
Besides the bottom. That's.
It was Slenderman.
That's funny because I was telling my girlfriend about that. And she's heard about Slenderman.
Slenderman. And
that's what we were talking about.
Yep.
And the moment we said his name, that's when the show crapped out.
See? Shit's real.
Well, we said it again.
We have to make a sacrifice.
The power of Christ compels you.
Does it?
The power of Christ
does
compels
it really?
You.
Let's see if I can mimic that. Does it? Does it?
Oh, does it? Does it compel me?
Does it?
The power of Christ compelling me? Is that what's happening?
Does it? Does it? Does it compel you? Does it? Does it compel you?
There you go.
Does it?
The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you!
I'm gonna titty fuck you. I'm gonna titty fuck you.
We'll just say that. Whoa.
That's a good one. Leave it like that.
I
enough already. I've had enough of your shit.
All right. Yeah, so Slenderman.
Yes.
Slenderman. Killed our podcast last week.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like. Because we were talking about, we were trying to get into the story about that. And then.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to finish that story? Because I don't even remember. We never got through.
No, I don't think we. I think we were cracking jokes still.
Yeah, and then you were just pissed. About to talk about it. And then.
Yeah, okay.
Slenderman.
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 Which or obviously Slenderman. Isn't me.
Yes. he is a fictitious character that this website created called Creepypasta. Yeah, that's the name of it. They make up stories. They're like
Creepypasta.
Creepypasta.
Okay.
Creepypasta.com. And they make up fictitious things. This Slenderman, he was just made up back in 2012, I think. So he hasn't even been around very long. Mm. But they superimposed his like pictures onto like really old
pictures.
What does
pictures. He look like?
He's very, very tall. Okay. Very, very skinny. And he has no face. It's just white.
Okay.
And that's it. He wears a suit, a black suit.
Okay.
But apparently you can join Slenderman if you kill someone. You have to make a sacrifice.
Mm.
And then he has this big mansion in like Wisconsin in the middle of the woods or something. And you can be a part of his crew if you do this.
Okay.
Like you'll find your way.
Have you done it?
No.
Okay.
These 12-year-old girls thought that, you know, they believe that Slenderman talked to them.
What?
Yeah.
How is it even possible?
It's not.
It's just stupid.
Mm-hmm. They're fucking retarded.
Because it's the internet. So they tried to kill one of their other friends.
What?
Mm-hmm. In a park.
What?
Mm-hmm. They stabbed her like 40 times
what?
Or something.
What?
So that they could go.
That was their sacrifice?
Their sacrifice was their other friend. They were gonna.
What's wrong with people?
I know. And it's 12-year-olds, so it's not like, they're not adults, obviously, but they're smart enough
Jesus
to
Christ.
Know
not
better.
To commit murder.
Yeah, not. I mean, I would think everyone would know that.
Yeah.
But I think they're getting tried as adults. And the one girl, when they interviewed, like when they were questioning her, the main girl that's getting pretty much all the charges on her.
Right.
She said, like, I knew it was wrong, but I didn't feel bad when I did it.
What?
Little so fucking that's, bastard.
white devil.
But that's something that has to do with Slenderman. Like, I said Slenderman.
I know. I like that better.
Okay. So
we're going to change everything with M-A-N at the end.
Okay.
Iron Man.
I am Iron Man.
Get your head, you Jew motherfucker, you.
I am Iron Man.
But apparently that's Slenderman's whole M.O. is that he, like, abducts all these kids and mm-hmm. shit. Without a care, and that's how he knows that he's okay mm-hmm. with doing it, because...
Are you sure we're not talking about Michael Jackson?
I know, no face.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Pick up my nose.
But that's... So I think she just said that to the police to stick with the story,
mm-hmm.
but now she's gonna... They're gonna try her as an adult.
No shit.
She's gonna probably... I mean, I'm assuming that lawyers are gonna
she's
get involved.
Gonna cry.
I mean, she's obviously insane.
Yeah, it sounds like she's got head fucking problems.
Because if you believe that, you truly believe that, and then you try to kill your other... Like, the other friend freaked out and started crying. And was like, we're really going to do this?
Stop being a pussy.
And that was it. Like, she's like, we're really going to do this? And the third friend that got stabbed the whole bunch,
right.
She, like, made it to the road, and somebody on a motorcycle saw her.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
It's crazy. But I guess it happened in, like, Wisconsin or some weird fucking...
Wisconsin.
Yeah. Weird. But Slenderman. Never even heard of him. And never even heard of Creepypasta until all of this came out.
No.
Just but I went on the website, and... Mm-hmm.
And what's the website? Is it just...
It's just a bunch of stories.
That's all it is?
It's just fictional stories. There are people made up things, and I guess it's, like, writers and fans of, like, supernatural stuff. Just people, like, getting their ideas out there, and, like, people are believing it.
Huh.
And it's not true. But they make these really believable pictures where it's, like, you know, this picture was taken in 1928. Like, there's been a Slenderman sighting since then. And, like, shit like that.
At a bar mitzvah.
Then people believed it because, oh, it's on the internet. It must be true.
Notice that the horror character is Jewish.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he only cares about kids.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's really weird. Creepypasta website, the whole thing is kind of weird.
I don't think Slenderman's going to work out.
What do you mean?
I just don't see this guy working out as being a cult classic, like Jason Voorhees or Freddy Krueger.
I mean, I guess we'll see.
Or Mike Myers. Michael Myers.
Were they all, like, that they were like something that was created for a movie, right? They weren't like stories.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think one of them was a book first.
Okay.
And
probably Michael Myers.
Maybe. It's possible. I don't remember. But yeah, I would think that, you know, and mostly books get made into movies. I mean, Stephen King books get made into movies.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think Slenderman's going to catch on.
I wouldn't be surprised if, like, next year they make a movie about it just to
see, that's something I would like to see. Somebody coming out with a brand new scary motherfucker that you could just, like,
yeah,
you know, I guess make a chain out of, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong. The Friday the 13th got ridiculous after, like, the third one.
Yeah.
But I still watched them.
Me too.
You know, I can't. I mean, except for that space one. That one.
That one was so lame.
It was retarded.
It was so lame. The Michael Myers ones I watched. Michael Myers is my favorite, you know, serial killer of all time, I guess. Or like horror serial killer.
I'm trying to think which one scared me the most when I was a kid. Probably Jason. Actually, technically, it was his mother. Maybe there's just a deep fucking horror feeling I had about my own mother.
Yeah, deep issues, Bob.
Yeah, because I remember the pillowcase before the hockey mask came around. It was his mother. And I was just like terrified of this bitch. I'm thinking it was
she
a
was
dude.
Scary.
And I'm like, oh, fuck. And I was looking at my pillow at night like, I don't want to use this. I mean, I was like 6 years old when the first one came out. So
yeah. I didn't start watching. Michael Myers was always my favorite, so that's all I watched as a kid, was just all the Halloweens.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't start watching them until I was like in like 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, I watched, I think I watched the first Halloween when I was like 8.
I had seen
Friday the 13th first before I've seen Halloween, even though Halloween came out before Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
I was 6 years old, though. I watched it like in 81. I guess it was like 6 or 7. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, this is scary. I was fucking terrified.
Yeah.
And what made it more terrifying was, is when I was a kid, we used to go camping in the summer a lot.
By a lake?
Yeah, like everywhere, like in Pennsylvania, in Jersey, it depends where, it was always a different place. And my family and their friends and their kids, we'd all go camping. So we'd have like a big group of people and I'd be fucking terrified. As soon as I saw Friday the 13th, I'm like, I don't want to go camping anymore. I want nothing to do with camping.
Yeah.
And my dad's like, come on, don't be a faggot.
Basically.
Well, you're 6, so.
Yeah, I mean, he was just like,
man up, you pussy.
Yeah, right.
Girl bear.
I disown you.
Jesus Christ, I'm not asking.
I didn't watch the Friday the 13th until I was a teenager.
Yeah. The first three were great. Actually,
they were awesome.
The first 5 actually were pretty good.
Yeah, but the first 3 were awesome. Like 4 and 5 were good.
They were good. They were good. I liked the 5th one. And then after 5, it really went downhill. Yeah.
They get insane.
Yeah.
Then it was like Jason versus Freddy.
That I liked just for the novelty aspect of it. Didn't like the movie so much. Yeah. Although I did kind of like the interaction of the two of them. I love when they were fighting. But see, the problem that I have, and I don't want to get too detailed about it, but I hate that there's like 10 different Jasons.
Yeah.
You see how there's always one Freddy, except for the newer guy that just did it a few years ago, the revamping. But for like the first 9 or the 8 Nightmare on Elm Streets that there were, it was always Robert Englund doing, you know, because who else is going to do it?
Yeah,
he was awesome at it, you know?
Yeah, but how can you tell the difference of the Jasons?
You can tell the difference of the Jasons.
You can, so you're that big of a fan.
Well, no, it's not even about being a fan. You just have to have a pair of eyes.
What do you mean?
Okay, so if you see Jason in the first two, the first one was the mom, then there's 2, 3, 4, and so on. The second and third movie, I think, was the same actor that played Jason. I don't know who the actor is. You could just tell by what they're wearing and their height. The guy that played Jason in Freddy vs. Jason looks like a Manute Bol. He looks like a basketball player. He's tall. He's taller than Jason ever was.
Yeah, I remember
He's like 7 feet tall, right? And he's so thin. Like, it reminds me of the guy from Road Trip. It's like this tall, skinny guy that danced at the Black Fraternity.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? It reminds me of him a little bit. Like, he's real tall and lanky. And he had the overall suit on, the whatever that is, the mechanics or yeah. the gas station, you know, uniform. And he was just like, it was just so loose on him. You know, he had like no build to him at all. And it's just weird.
Yeah, Jason was always short, I felt.
No.
He wasn't?
No, he was always like, in the beginning, he was like 6'2", 6'3".
Oh.
Then he got progressively taller after 5. Like, Jason kept growing, even though he was dead. You know, like, he was...
That's where the
There is one guy, I don't remember his name, but he was like, I remember back in the day, he came on, he was on Arsenio as Jason,
mm-hmm.
when Arsenio Hall had a show on. He came on as Jason, and Arsenio was interviewing him, and he said nothing. He was just doing the stare, yeah. and he had a bloody fucking machete in his hand. And he was, you know, trying to ask him, like, questions. You know, it's all fake and good fun, but the guy did a great job. He didn't, like, you know, I mean, granted, he had the mask on, but his eyes were just
Yeah, like, focused. Terrifying.
Yeah, yeah. That guy that played that actor, he was probably the best Jason in my eyes, because his movements, he was the one that terrified me in the movies, the way he did things. Because it's like the scene, any scene in any of those movies where the hot chick is running through the woods thinking she's getting away, and she runs for like a quarter of a mile, and then she stops to catch her breath, and she looks behind her, no one's there. She looks, you know, up and around and everything. Next thing you know, she turns back in front of her, and he's just standing there, and he does that big, heavy yeah. breath. Like, that's the shit that, you know, these other guys.
Bitch, I had to chase you for a quarter of a mile.
Yeah, these other guys, like these real tall, lanky guys, they got to do it in the later movies. They're like kind of hunched over. It's like they're tired of being tall. Like, ah, oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
They're just so used to ducking under doors. Like, I got to just fucking, you know. And I don't know. It's such a difference. But, and the guy that played the newer Freddy Krueger, who was pretty fucking good too.
He was good.
You know?
I didn't see that one.
It's
good.
It's not as good as the original. Yeah. The first Nightmare, one of the best horror movies of all time. But this guy, the revamping, it wasn't so bad. It really wasn't.
I liked it.
It was better than the revamping of the Friday the 13th.
Yeah, that was terrible.
My God, was that fucking terrible.
Did you guys like Rob Zombie's?
I thought the first one was fucking awesome.
It was so
awesome.
Good, right?
The second one was
the Halloween you're talking
yeah.
about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the first one was good.
The first one was amazing.
The second one, I was like, wow, what a drop off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty.
But yeah, the first one was insane. It was mm-hmm. fucking awesome.
Yeah, the Halloween ones I love. They're my favorite. And Michael was always the same in all of them.
Now, I don't remember, because I've seen them all, the Halloweens, but I haven't seen them lots of times like most people.
Yeah, I've seen them a million.
Michael Myers never spoke, did he? I don't recall.
No.
Okay.
No, all he right. never, ever spoke.
Okay.
It was weird. Like, the third one, I don't count that as a Halloween movie, even though it is.
What? That third one, just, I didn't like that third. What the fuck was that all
about?
It was
about witches, and Michael Myers was never even in it.
Yeah,
it
was like, stupid. What was the point of that?
Stupid.
I don't know. But the first...
That's like
Myers.
That's like Nightmare on Elm Street without Freddy.
Right.
Yeah.
It's Slenderman.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess sometimes because Halloween was so big. Mm-hmm. It was so huge in the 70s.
But you know why it was so big? Because it actually was the first time you had a movie that was set in real life.
Yeah.
Like in a real life setting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jamie Lee Curtis was just a babysitter, you know, teenager on the block. Kids are fucking trick-or-treating. And something like this happens, and you're like, holy shit. Because normally it's like let's say Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Right.
Fucking, that probably is the most terrifying movie.
Scary.
The original
movie.
One.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now that, I'm never going to fucking venture out onto a fucking...
On a road trip.
Hillbilly fucking abandoned farm, you know, where it just looks... You know, deadly just uh-huh. by looking at it from the road. I'm not going to venture to it anyway. No. So that doesn't bother me. You know, the camping one with Jason kind of bothered me because we went camping. Right. But then, you know, when I saw Halloween, I'm like, fuck. Trick or treating had a whole new meaning. You know?
Yeah. And there's Haddonfields everywhere. Like in every state, they have a town called Haddonfield.
Yeah.
So it would be like, oh, don't go to Haddonfield on Halloween.
Yeah. Like Jersey has a Voorhees, but it's nothing like the ones in the movie.
No. Hell no.
Oh, wait. Voorhees is his last name.
Yeah.
Don't mind, scratch that.
But people used to say that when we were kids. We'd be like, oh, Jason Voorhees.
Yeah, like when I first heard of Voorhees, I was like, oh, it's the first thing
you think of.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
But in Halloween, like there in Haddonfield, there's this like one abandoned house right on the edge of Haddonfield. And everybody used to say, like, that was Michael Myers' house.
Yeah. And you're just like every fucking town has an Elm Street. Or every city has true. That's at one point that was the most common street.
See, they did that shit on purpose, didn't they? Like they they didn't Google because shit was
they Googled it at the library.
They called Al Gore and
they Dewey Decimaled it, I think.
And then they found out because I thought that there was morals behind all of it. Like it was like with Michael Myers, it was like don't have sex and get drunk and stuff because Michael's gonna come kill you.
Well, that was like, that came way later though. The rules of I mean that was more Scream.
Yeah, but in all the Halloween movies, someone always dies having sex.
Right, but but those rules came out
just like most of your ex-boyfriends.
It's kind of like the whole it's kind of like the whole zombie thing from STDs. It's kind of like the whole zombie rules.
Yeah,
you know when Romero made the first when he made Night of the Living Dead, the original, the 68 movie.
Yeah,
you know at that time there wasn't really zombies. He was like the first guy, and if you watch that. I mean, he didn't know what the rules were to kill a zombie. He didn't know exactly what the zombies do. He just kind of rolled with it.
Yeah, because, he just made it up as he went along.
Right. Basically, yeah. He kind of formed himself. Because if you look at the early horror movies, like Frankenstein was considered sort of a zombie. You know?
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean?
He wasn't like human.
Right. Well, he's...
Well, he was undead or whatever.
Right. Whatever. And, you know, then you got the whole vampire thing and the werewolf. And there was just classic horror monsters or whatever.
Right.
But then when they did the whole zombie thing, Romero just guessed basically when he did the movies, like this is what we're going to do. They're going to eat brains, you know, and then what, and then as more movies came out and progressed, they started to all form like rules, like zombies eat flesh, not just brains. There's certain movies where they only eat brains.
I remember that.
You know, do you ever see that one? Maybe it was Day of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead?
It could have. It's one of them. There's this really cool like zombie whose face was like a skeleton, like a skull with eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
And he just bites into the head of this guy. This is like early 80s, but it's great special effects for that long ago. So you see like the teeth like literally gnawing off the flesh. And you can hear this zombie talk. He's talking. He's like, brains.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And then somebody came downstairs or there was a bunch of kids like trying to save their friend and they threw something at him and hit him in the head and he gets up and he looks up. He's like, more brains. Like, it's funny. It's the kind of movie you laugh at, but at the same time, you're like, holy shit. But it's nothing like now. Like, The Walking Dead is so fucking serious. There's nothing funny about it.
No, there's no funny aspect.
But like, there was no rules to that. And then like later on, it's like, all right, these are the rules. These are the zombie rules. You know, there's... everything happens because of some fucking virus or outbreak or something they ate or whatever. And, you know, they turn into these whatever. Now, the same thing happens with the horror stuff. Scream was like the first movie
where they said it,
where they actually pulled out the rules, which was great.
Scream is one of my favorite movies of all time.
I love that movie. I love it. The last one was really good.
I love the last one.
What was it, 4?
Five.
That was really
good.
I
loved it. I thought it was great.
I was actually impressed with it. And, you know, that's what I mean. They don't really make Ghostface is like the last one that sort of had a... Well, I mean, the guy from Saw.
I was just going to say that, Jigsaw. Like, yeah. I love Saw, too.
But there's like nothing...
No, nothing.
They make so
creative.
Many horror movies every year. You see, there's like 20 of them a year.
But and they're all like hoping, the same thing.
Right.
Much.
Yeah. They're just so weird.
I went to the movies the other night and saw Fault in Our Stars, which is a chick flick. It was sad.
No, to me, it's a horror movie. So go on.
Everybody in the movie theater was crying, by the way. It was sad.
But what'd you go with, all gay guys?
No, it was like all couples, I guess. But they played a...
Can you tell me why they were crying?
Because someone dies in it and you don't expect it.
Oh, you don't expect
no.
it?
No.
Is it like a quick death?
No.
It was like a cancer.
It was a cancer. It's a cancer movie.
Of course it's a cancer
movie. But you think the girl's going to die.
Cancer.
Spoiler alert. You think the girl's going to die, and then the guy dies. So, anyway.
Who's the actors and actresses?
Shailene Woodley.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shailene Woodley.
Shia LaBeouf?
No.
Okay.
Some cute girl. She's cute.
Well, of course, or else no one's going to watch the fucking movie.
I don't know. Willem Dafoe is weirdly in it, but they don't promote it at all.
Really? He's in it?
He's in it.
He's the lead guy?
He's not a lead guy. He's a secondary character.
Who's the lead?
The lead guy is some guy I've never heard of.
Okay.
I don't even know his name. Some kid. And anyway, there was a preview for some movie that begins with an I, because like all scary movies right now begin with I's.
Like, give me examples.
Like Insidious and...
Okay, that's one.
Oh, there was another one. I think this one began with an I. Because I keep wanting
to... Okay, but I want to believe this. You're trying to sell me here. What's other movies that begin with an I? Scary movies begin with an I?
I feel like every scary movie right now begins with an I.
Okay, let's go down the list. Halloween? No.
Currently.
Current?
Yeah.
Okay, The Grudge? No.
Okay, The Grudge is good.
The Purge? No. No, definitely not.
Here's one.
I'm retarded.
What's that one? I think they're doing a sequel to it. I thought it was really good. The Conjuring. That was awesome.
I haven't seen it.
Gotta see it. Okay. It's great. It was great. That was probably
that was good.
I don't know how the second one's gonna be, but the first one was fucking scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. It freaked the shit out. I watched it in pitch black darkness the way I like to. I was like cringing. I was like, oh my God, this is fucking awesome.
Oh God.
Yeah. It was the first time in a long time that I felt like that. I was like, wow. Like Exorcist bad.
Yeah, Exorcist is pretty bad.
I don't want to say it's nowhere near as good as the original Exorcist. Yeah, that's freaky too. But it gave you that chill.
Yeah. I'm going to have to say it again.
All right, movie coming out with an I.
With an I. I think it's an I.
The Incredibles 2?
I don't know what it is. Actually, it might not even be an I. It just might be.
You're retarded for real.
It might be a one word. It's just like a one word movie.
Okay.
And it's a scary movie, and the previews were insane.
Really?
Yeah.
Anybody famous in it?
No.
Damn.
Nobody does. No famous people really do horror movies.
Well, I mean, you'll see like one or two actors that are secondary characters in something you see all the time. Like a TV show.
Right.
I'd be like, oh, that's the guy from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Didn't Danny Glover make an appearance in one of the Saw movies?
Yeah, he did. Even though, guess what? I've never seen any of them still.
Really?
None of them.
First of all, he's one of the main characters in the first one.
Yeah.
And he's in the second one.
I've never seen them or any of the Paranormal Activities.
I haven't seen them.
Yeah.
They're both good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Saw. The first Saw is awesome.
Hostel was
good.
Hostel's tough. Yeah.
The second one
is worse.
It's fucking disgusting.
It's bad.
Good. I won't watch it then.
It's good though.
Yeah, but I get to a point where it's like, all right, I don't want to watch this anymore.
You know why I couldn't watch it anymore? Because I couldn't take the screaming. There was so much screaming.
Mute it, turn the radio on.
No, something. Shut up.
I was thinking about you the other day.
Oh, why did it come on?
It came on. It was a preview for like the video. And it was, I forgot what channel I was watching, and I was like, oh shit, that's immediately I thought about that thought.
That's still so sad.
It doesn't make you sad, still does it?
Yeah.
After the shit we did on the air?
Yeah, they're going to be at Firefly next week too. I'm probably going to cry like a bitch.
No, you're not going to cry. No, because you're going to hear people around you the whole time.
Laughing at her.
Singing.
It's not going to be the same time. It's not going to be the same type of...
Let's hope.
Say something. Dude, what a weird looking dude, man.
Yeah, he is. He's really weird.
He has a big Jew fro. He's like Puerto Rican. Juan Epstein.
Say something.
You understand what a filthy fucking Puerto Rican I am?
Oh my God. So,
he has like your glasses on too.
I know he does.
Yeah.
Say something.
Is it the one with Christina Aguilera in it?
Yeah. That's the video, right?
Yeah, but they have a song. They have the version without her too. They have an original and then that. I guess
she looks
her.
Good.
She looks so good.
Although the fucking hand. She kept doing this during the video, and I know
she's
why.
Being dramatic.
No, you know why she's doing it. She's self conscious about her body. She's holding her hands in front of her body, like so you don't see the good stuff, the titties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she looks so good now. Why would she be self conscious?
Well, because look at what she was wearing. She's wearing a black dress, and her background the whole time in the video was black, so you can't make out
like a line.
She's got a little weight on her because she had kids. She shit out like two or three kids with some other Jew.
I think she has one kid.
No, I think she's got more than one kid.
I'm pretty sure she has one kid.
But her body never fully recovered because...
No, she just lost a shit ton of weight.
Yeah, she did. Okay. But I'm saying it's still not like she was before.
No, not when she was like 93 pounds.
She's got like a J-Lo ass now.
Yeah.
When we were younger, late 90s, she was one of the hottest chicks on the planet.
Absolutely.
She was thin as fuck.
Like Britney Spears, when she first came out, she was thin.
Britney Spears was like the hottest thing ever at 19.
And then she got boobie implants and fucking all kinds of shit done. Then she became fucking nuts.
Yeah.
And then she had two kids. Yeah, well. Wow. Yeah, you could tell. You could tell she had two kids. You see her fucking
twat shot
looked like a stroke victim.
she got out of the car. Her lips were touching the fucking ground.
One lip got out before her foot did.
I never saw her vagina. It looked bad.
Oh yeah.
I remember when she'd flash, but I liked her still then, so I didn't want to say it.
Oh yeah. As a matter of fact, I actually have the twat shot on my phone. I could show it to
you. I want to say it.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Was it like Photoshop though? Like, did somebody make it look worse than it actually is?
No. It's like one of those magazine shots where they circle in and they bring it in, you know.
Is it fuzzy?
Yeah, they're using it in the next horror movie.
I think she was slender lips. She's like,
it's going to be the next Freddy Krueger.
Why do you have it on your phone?
I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
There's a story behind that.
All right, I hope so.
What did you think?
I don't know why you would have a weird looking vagina on your phone.
Because it's a weird looking vagina. No, I'm just kidding. Here we go.
Is it a video?
You're an asshole.
You're an asshole.
Tell me that's not funny, though.
That's hilarious.
Forget the eyeballs. Look at her. Look at the pussy lips.
What the fuck, man? Why are they moving like that?
Well, she's shaking her ass, but look how long those things are. They're like true wings.
I want to see it closer.
Don't they?
I want to see it further away.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's fucking...
It's
what
funny looking,
happen?
Though. Just for people listening, I don't actually have a twat shot of Britney.
No, he doesn't.
I have this funny GIF image, this moving picture image of this girl shaking her twat lips, and they're like fucking 10 inches long each, and they're slapping each other with two
flappy.
Fake eyeballs.
Google.
Now that's a floppy.
That
pussy.
Is so floppy. What the fuck happened?
My girlfriend saw it, and she's like, why do you have that on? She's like, is that what you like? Yeah. I masturbate to this. You're just a fucking, you know. No, it's not what I like. It's just fucking funny because they had put those two googly eyes.
The googly eyes are fucking funny.
Right. That's what I mean.
Why? Hell, what? Is that genetics? Like, how does that happen?
What? Stretched out pussy lips?
Is that from children?
They're
bearing?
Like snowflakes. No two vaginas are alike.
That's so funny that you say that.
It's true.
I had a friend.
I've never seen the same vagina on two different women before.
I have a friend. This was years ago, probably 5 years now. I think I told you guys a story about when I went to one of the strip clubs in Philly. Mm-hmm. And it was this girl, and she was like the hottest girl I ever seen in my life. And then she took her underwear off and
floppy.
It was the most disgusting thing I ever seen. Mm. I couldn't stop looking at it. I was so in bewilderment.
Right.
That I was like, and she could tell because something like that had never happened to me before.
Mm.
So I had a face, and you could tell she was like, oh. But
that's the worst when someone catches you.
Yeah. And I couldn't stop. And my friends were like, miss, fucking stop. Miss. And I'm like, shit. So I was telling my friend about it at work, and he was like, Missy, one thing you need to understand is that you never know what you're going to get with vagina.
Yeah, it is like a box of chocolates.
And I was like, really?
Who's your friend? Forrest Gump? That makes a lot of sense. Missy, not all vaginas are the same.
Did you ever have sex with someone that has a vagina like that?
Not like that, but one
lip. Floppy like that?
One lip was floppy, and the other one wasn't so floppy. Like one lip hang, like nuts. Like, my one nut hangs lower than the other.
But that's normal for a man, right?
Right, but this woman had one, and it wasn't like a little bit longer, it was a lot longer.
Like inches longer.
Like an inch and a half longer, which is noticeable when you're this fucking close to it.
It looks like it's a foot and a half longer.
What do you do with it?
Like a fruit roll-up. You know, because when it gets a little moist down there, you kind of got to, like, you know, push it aside.
Is that disgusting to you?
No. When you're in the moment and you're buried, you know, nose deep into
snacks.
You
don't care what it looks like?
Nah, not really. When you're that close, this is what you're looking at.
True.
You're looking at the chick, like her face, her titties, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not like...
But does it make it harder to do?
I mean, you know, like if you get a shot of it before you even get near it, you're just like, oh, I'm working with this. I need to get my tools.
If she was a stripper and you saw it beforehand, you probably wouldn't pursue it.
Yeah, like
but if it's a girl and you, the first time you see it is when you're down there, you're not going to fucking turn it down.
Right.
True.
What are you going to do? Throw her out and go jerk off?
I saw a stripper once before where she had a little piece of her pussy lip was hanging out of her thong. And I was like, well, that's not good.
Yeah.
You know?
I finally get to see what a vagina looks like.
But, yeah, I mean, there's actually an old picture of a cheerleader, an NFL cheerleader. It might even be an Eagles cheerleader, where she's doing the high kick with the one leg, and she has, like, one piss flap hanging out of her fucking her unitard or whatever the fuck they wore, the bodysuit. What do they call them? Yeah, there's, like, a one piss flap hanging out. And it's like, whoa.
What? So it's just genetics. So you're like born with a nice looking vagina or you're not?
Well, I mean, everybody, I think there's people that like different vaginas. I don't think we all like the same vaginas.
Probably not.
You know, I'm not.
But that.
I'm not racist towards any vagina. Like, you know, if my girlfriend had, you know, elephant ear fucking pussy lips, I wouldn't fucking break up with her. If anything, I'd find new uses for it.
Okay. But if they were flappy like the googly eyes, you'd be
if
okay.
they had googly eyes, that would be pretty cool. You know, I get a good joke. But no, I mean, you know, there's the one kind of pussy lip that like has like no lips, where it's like just, you know, closed like a burger bun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
They're the best ones.
They're the nicest to look at. Let's put it that way. Then there's the ones where they're closed and there's just a little tiny bit of roast beef hanging out. Just a little bit.
Okay.
You know, just to make it a little interesting, a little roast beef sandwich.
Do you have a feeling that roast beef is the most delicious food?
Oh.
I got to watch it. I fucking love that show. And then you have the ones where it's just like, you know, are sticking out all over the place. You just.
And is that from having children or?
No, I mean, there's girls, you know, that are young that don't have kids that have that fucking problem. There's actually a porn star. She was on Howard Stern a few years ago. They had her on, and one of the things that made her so interesting was she had, like, extremely long pussy lips. And she loved it. She embraced it.
Okay.
And, like, that was, like, her I guess, like you know, her gimmick. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. A lot of women now, they're so uptight about their vaginas anymore. Like, you know, back in the day.
Nobody, your vagina was a vagina.
But yeah, nobody gave a shit. Now women are getting surgery down there.
Yeah, vaginoplasty.
Yeah, they fuck. They can tighten the shit now if it's too loose.
That's weird.
There's hope for you.
Fuck you.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I don't know. I don't see why women are so uptight, you know.
About the vagina.
Yeah, like, I think... You're not uptight about your vagina, are you?
No, I like my vagina.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
That vagina is ground zero, man.
Fuck you. No, but it's interesting to me, all the other vaginas. If a vagina is weird looking to me, it turns me off. I don't want to watch it, be near it, around it.
So has there ever been a time where you pursued a girl?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, and then you got down to business and you just did not
Never.
Like your vagina. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's why when I saw this really hot girl, I was so confused.
Why, she had a penis?
She had a fucking disgusting vagina.
Why were you confused? Because she was hot and had a gross vagina?
Yes.
Yeah, that doesn't...
I know.
That doesn't...
But that was
no,
my...
No, I mean, that doesn't mean anything, though.
But that was my first encounter.
You don't have to be ugly to have an ugly vagina.
I didn't know that.
You know, like, do you think...
I wasn't exposed
to
it.
You think ugly dudes have ugly dicks?
Yeah. I would think.
Really?
I just assumed
Chris, did you ever think in a million years ugly girls have ugly pussies?
No.
No, you know why? Because we never got that far. You'd just be like, man, she's ugly. You never thought about fucking her.
See, there you
it's
go.
It's like, you don't even know if she even has anything from the waist down. You're just like, whatever, she's ugly. Ew. I can't even get past her fucking face.
Yeah, but I never, ever thought. I just thought it was, I thought all vaginas were the same, pretty much.
No. No, and if they were all the same, then there should be no reason why guys cheat. I mean, no bad reason. Like, it should be okay for guys to cheat if they all looked exactly the same.
Wait, why?
Because it's the same fucking vagina. You should at least get to look at a different face. You know what I mean? Like,
oh my God, Fabio.
I agree.
Thank you. You knew where I was going. Okay.
I did not know where you were going.
Well, you're different.
I am different.
Yeah. I'm not against any vagina. I mean, it's got to be really fucking torn up for it to be like,
well, that one you just showed was pretty gross.
Yeah, I mean, but that's just a picture of that, you know, with the eyes flapping back and forth. But, you know, if Scarlett Johansson was attached to that vagina, I don't think it would bother you.
No, not at all.
Exactly. See what that, see? So basically, how good a woman looks does affect how you feel about the vagina.
Absolutely. The hotter a girl is, the more shit you'll put up with.
Right. I mean, I've never seen a fat girl's pussy before.
True.
I don't know if they even have them.
I mean, I'm assuming.
Well, I'm just
it's
saying.
Under like a flap, like a stomach flap or something.
The gunt?
Yeah, or the fupa? Like,
what's it called?
Gunt.
Gunk. No, I think it's fupa too. I think that was one.
Yeah, what's fupa? Fat under the pussy area or something?
Something
fat?
I forget.
I don't know.
Does the vagina get fatter with the body?
I would have to assume so.
Does it have fat cells in it? Probably, right?
Vagina?
Yeah.
I don't know if the inside of the
but
vagina.
But the outside.
Yeah, like around all the flesh around it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd have to. It's got to look like a fucking worm at some point. Like a big fleshy worm.
Oh my God.
Just all the...
Looks like Jay-Z's lips.
Oh my
Jesus.
God.
I didn't know about it. I didn't think that. Jay-Z's really?
That sounds so disgusting.
Yeah, like you just don't get that far, you know? You just don't. I mean, you see like the little pictures that someone will send you, like the memes or whatever. Not memes, but like funny texts people send you. Be like, oh, there's a fat. But I've never seen... You know, like somebody sent me one the other day. It was an enormous chick on top of a real small, thin guy.
Yeah.
And all you saw were his two legs coming out from the bottom of her.
Okay.
And you were just like, oh, God, this guy's having a bad day. But, like, she was naked and, like, you can't see anything. You know, and it was from, the picture was, like, from down below. It just was rolls of fat. There was nothing to see.
So fucking disgusting.
It is disgusting.
That is pretty nasty.
You know? It, God, imagine the smell. On a hot summery day.
What would it smell like?
Oh.
I don't even know.
Think of the worst possible smells. In the, what smell makes you absolutely gag?
Smell like three cats pissed on a homeless person.
That doesn't smell as bad as that. That doesn't smell so bad.
I don't like the smell of piss.
What kind of piss? Because cat piss is pretty fucking...
I don't know what cat piss smells like, really.
Ammonia. It's got an ammonia like hint to it.
I don't know. I guess that.
See, I'm thinking it's got to be a combination of like really bad puke.
Like BO.
And diarrhea.
BO.
And BO. And like bad breath all mixed together. That's probably what a fat chick's pussy smells like. Or down there. The cavern down there. Whatever it is.
It probably has so much moisture.
Let me ask you this. How does a fucking gynecologist deal with that shit?
That's how they make the money.
When he or she goes to like go down there and open it, it's like,
do you think that they even go to the gynecologist because they probably can't fit on the table?
They go crashing through the table. No, I think the tables can hold them.
The tables are not that big.
They're not.
Not. I mean, maybe they have a bigger table for bigger people.
Maybe.
That's possible.
They take them to the animal hospital.
But like the two zoo hospital. Like two of me could sit on one table and that's it probably.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe enormously large women don't go to the gynecologist. Maybe they're uptight. Everything's tight for them. Uptight, down tight, side tight.
That must suck.
What?
To like have that disability.
It's not a disability.
You don't think so?
What, being fat?
Yeah. Like
it's not a disability.
Yeah.
Like, if it was, I'd get a great parking spot everywhere I went.
No, no, because we're talking about.
Go ahead. How many reallys are you adding on to this?
Really, 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 really fat people. Like
I'm just really, really
what
fat.
What I'm picturing is like 400, 500 pound people. Are we talking that high up or are we talking lower?
Okay. We can go that high. Yeah,
that's what
I was
thinking.
I was in that range too.
Like that's really fat to me. Like that's bad.
Okay.
So I would think that they have maybe the doctors come to their house. Like, maybe. Do you don't think that's considered a disability? Like, they don't drive in a normal car.
It's a disability. Like, it's a disability in a sense that they get their bodies get to a point where they can no longer function normally. But it's not necessarily like a disability. Like
exactly,
like,
being fat's not a disability.
It's not like autism, or it's not like, you know, a club foot. You know what I mean? Like,
that's a club foot.
It's like when one foot is like kind of,
you know, bow-legged.
It's like turned inward and fucking gnarled, sort of. Like, whatever.
I thought it was a new club at
Club foot.
Let's go to club foot.
Yeah, like, it's not a disability like you're born with or a mental disability. It's something that happens to you.
Right, they can't walk being a because pig. They're fat. Right. Their body has just had
they
enough.
They just ate to the point where they were a pig. Like, they're just a pig. They can't stop. I can't stop.
Not everybody fat that's fat got fat by just eating, though, right? Like, sometimes it's genetics, isn't it?
Yeah.
I blame genetics.
No, I can't. I can't. I don't have that excuse. I ate genetics. No, you can inherit the fat gene, sure.
But it's like if you have blonde hair and the rest of your family has like brown or something, but like your great-great-great-grandmother had blonde hair, like couldn't that be? And then you inherited that gene?
There's no one in my family that's fat except me. I'm the lone elephant.
Okay.
So, I'm not the black sheep. I'm the black... whatever, like,
but I never see you eat, so it's weird.
Well, it's fucking every time I see you, it's like 7:30, 8 o'clock. Am I supposed to eat while I'm here?
I assume fat people always eat all the time.
No, you don't.
I assume stupid as shit.
Actually,
that's why I'm asking.
You
want to
hear something crazy? I don't eat all the time. I eat one massive meal a day. Sometimes I'll just have like two meals a day. Like,
that's what I do. I eat two meals a day usually.
But that's the worst thing any fat person can do, because if you eat one meal a day and you consume like 3,000 calories in that one meal, that's just as bad as like pigging out at like midnight.
Yeah, but how do you consume 3,000 calories in one meal?
You could have two fucking burgers at McDonald's and it's like 10,000 calories.
What?
What do you think? The fucking a little hamburger from McDonald's is like 900 calories.
Really?
Yeah. You should take a look at that shit.
I don't know if it's that much, but there's a lot of fat.
It's high. It's like six something, and then they got the, like, if you get a double cheeseburger, now you're talking two of the fucking patties, and you're like, oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, it's if you want less calories, you got to eat something that's light, you know, like.
Right.
But if I get a fucking cheesesteak, if I get like a 10-inch cheesesteak, right?
Yeah.
That thing's easily like 1,200 calories. Just
okay,
that.
That's just a cheesesteak. You can't eat any more than that, can you?
Fucking right, I can.
What's wrong with you?
The fuck's
you
wrong?
You can eat more
you?
Than a cheesesteak too.
Absolutely. Let me tell you something. If I can get into an eating contest, I'd do it because I could fucking munch.
I was in a cheeseburger eating contest once.
How'd you do?
I got to the third round.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
How many cheeseburgers?
11
total.
Oh, shit,
mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
Were they like? Like
they
bar on, cheeseburgers? Like big cheeseburgers?
They actually were just burgers, not cheese. So let me rephrase
okay,
that.
Okay, so burgers. All
but
right,
they
that's
were
fine.
On a bun.
Yeah, no, I know.
They were like...
Were they like McDonald's size or were they like bar burgers? Because McDonald's size, I could put away 11, no problem. Bar
11,
burgers, I couldn't.
They weren't as thin as McDonald's ones, but they weren't like big juicy okay. guys. Like they were like... If you went to the supermarket and bought frozen patties,
okay, okay.
I guess they would be like that.
No, that's
impressive.
Yeah.
And then I throw up...
Well, yeah.
During the third round, I was eating. And I was just like, and I'm sitting there and I'm sweating and it was hot outside. And I was just like, and I went like that and I just started puking everywhere.
You blew it!
I was the only girl in it, too.
Really?
It was on a whim. I was just working it for, like, when I used to do promotions for that sports radio station.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, oh, you want to be in it? You'll be the only girl. And I was like, fuck it.
Cool.
And they were like, holy shit, she got so far. And then I
see, like, something like that, I would kill.
Yeah.
I would kill in that. Yeah.
Yeah, the guy wanted him to say 20.
One night, we should just order massive amounts of food and see who can
No, because you know what? I'll never hear the end of it. No.
What? From who?
From you guys. It'll just be a reoccurring.
What makes you think you'll eat the most?
Oh, please, dude. Don't even.
You're not very confident in that.
There's no. I guarantee you I can eat more than two of you put together.
Can you eat a whole pizza?
Absolutely.
Can you eat a whole pizza?
Yeah.
Can Marco?
I don't know. I'm sure he probably
assume.
Could. Like, what kind of pizza are you talking? Like a
plain
real pizza?
Cheese.
from a pizza parlor. Right.
You better throw in another fucking two two cheesesteaks with that.
No way.
Yeah, way.
Easy. You should be in an eating contest.
I know, that's what I mean.
You could win money.
I know I could do it. I've never actually sat there and did it.
You should do it.
But I know I can do it. I know I can do it.
You should be in, like, the Wing Bowl next year.
I always thought about doing
you
that.
Should, just for fun.
But it's not just how much you can eat. It's how fast you can eat.
That's the thing.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Oh, that's true.
But I think I could master it. Like, I would have
you trained?
No. Just the combination of time with the right food, you can eat fast.
Okay. Like hot dogs, you could probably eat fast.
Yeah, but I wouldn't go with hot dogs because hot dogs have a taste to where if I eat, you know, like more than like couple, I'll start feeling weird.
Gross.
Yeah, a little bit. Like just now I'm like,
burping. I feel like wings would be like that too.
No.
You know
no?
what I know I can eat a lot like of nothing. Quickly?
What?
McDonald's hash browns.
I could
kill a ton of them.
Yeah. Yeah,
and with the grease, it's going to go fucking right through you.
But that's the key. You got to eat something that's a little lubed up. Help you, you know.
Okay.
You know, and honestly, if you're going to eat that much food, water is the worst thing to drink.
I always see people dipping their food in the water.
Well, that's to moisten it up. It makes it easier to break up in
their
mouth.
That makes me want to vomit.
Yeah. No, the best thing to drink is soda when you want to eat a lot.
Why?
Soda will actually create more room for you.
Because it eats away at the food?
That it doesn't take that quick to eat away at the food, but the carbonation creates like air.
Like gas bubbles.
Allows you to burp. Once you burp, you actually are making room down there.
Holy fucking guacamole.
Yeah. Now, if I pounded a glass of water after a meal or after something I ate, I would feel more full.
Yeah.
So water just sits there. Whereas if you pound the fucking glass of soda, it's carbonated, so eventually the liquid's going down as the bubbles, you know.
Shit.
So then you burp the bubbles out, basically, the gas in the bubbles, and you have more room.
Oh, fuck.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, there's a science to it. There really is.
Could you eat pizza? Like, pizza eating contest?
I wouldn't. Yeah, I guess I could do that. I would get too far, though. I don't know what the average, you know, pizza eating contest.
Yeah, for me, I think I could eat like three slices like real fast. And then over time, I could finish the rest of the pizza and probably
like
work on another one.
I could probably finish a pizza in like less than 15 minutes.
Yeah.
15?
Speed wouldn't be my strong suit for eating.
I could eat all the cheese off of it.
Wow. You know, that's like saying, whatever. No, that's easy. That's easy. The bread part's the hardest part.
Yeah.
It's the crust that's the hardest part to, you know, that's the heavy part. The cheese is nothing.
Love cheese.
You know? But yeah, I could eat. I had one time a 20-inch cheesesteak. Okay? Like one of these places where they're large is like 20 inches.
Yeah.
So, you know, here's me. I'm thinking, oh, this is awesome. I'll get half for now.
Half for later.
Half for later. Mm. You know, I'll eat 10 inches now. Don't fucking record that. and then half for later. And I'm sitting there. I'm sitting there. And after I eat the first one, it was so fucking good. I'm sitting there. I'm like,
gotta eat it. Your
mouth is like
drooling.
I'll just cut a little bit off. I end up eating the whole fucking thing.
I do that. There's this hoagie place in Belmar called Carmen's Hoagies.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys ever ate there.
I've never eaten there. I've heard about it. I've heard it's really good.
Best hoagies, hands down, you'll have in your life. They're amazing.
Which Belmar? The one closest to us?
Closest to us. It's open. It's only open until like 5 o'clock. It's not open Sundays. It's a pain in the balls. Getting a hoagie on Saturday is like fucking possible.
Is it better than Primo's, really?
So much better than Primo's.
Well, I don't really get their hoagies. I get their chicken cutlet sandwich.
Yeah, I'm Carmen's all the way. I love fucking Carmen's hoagies. I've been having my whole life.
Okay.
They're 10 inches, whatever. Mm-hmm. I eat the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, but that's not surprising. That's
but
a Wawa hoagie.
Fucking, no,
that's a
no.
Wawa hoagies are 10 inches.
Mm-hmm. But they're fucking, there's got to be a pound
of
meat on it.
They put like a
pound
of meat on them.
There's like a, they put like, you'll get like.
Keep talking.
5 pieces of cheese. They put just a little bit of cheese on it.
Yeah.
And they put.
They just put rolls of fucking meat.
Fucking meat that thick. Oh my God. And I tear that shit up. And I always feel sick afterwards. I don't even care. I just eat it all.
But that's nothing to me. I stop because if I don't, I'll be fatter. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Are you ever full then?
Oh, yeah. Okay. There's, believe me, I get to a point where I'm just like absolutely fucking useless, like him.
Like you got the itis.
Yeah. Oh, worse than the itis. Worse. Okay. I'm just like, I'm ready to die.
You're
at
like
this point.
Food coma?
No, like seriously, like I
can eat, you not see straight?
No, I could see fine. What I'm saying is I get to the point where like any movement hurts.
Oh.
Like breathing in too fast hurts. It's like, ooh. Yeah, slow down.
That happens to me sometimes.
It's just to the point where I'm just a fat mess.
You know what, though? Sometimes it's so fucking worth it.
It depends. If it's something you haven't had in fucking forever, like, I'm trying to think. What was the last time?
Like a Carmen Togi.
Okay, but I never had it, so I can't use that as an example. Oh, okay. When I had a fucking Nick's roast beef sandwich.
Oh, they're good.
Okay. I didn't order just one because they're not long. They're real tiny. You order like fucking 10 of them. Okay. Seriously, I can put them all away. And I felt so fucked up afterwards because it almost like drunk on food type thing.
Yeah.
But it was so worth it because they have like the best roast beef sandwiches.
They do have a good roast beef sandwiches.
You know, or like the first time you have, actually, it almost goes with anything. Like, I remember a couple years ago, me and my girl went to Ocean City, New Jersey, and we were on the boardwalk, and they had that famous, like, caramel corn place.
Yeah.
Whatever, that caramel popcorn, whatever.
Johnson's,
that's it. So I'm thinking, oh, we'll get a large tub. We'll take it home. You know what? That thing was gone that night.
You get refills on it cheap.
Well, we were gone. We left. We were there for the day. And the motherfucker never made it home. Like, it was gone. I mean, she was eating a little bit too, but it was all me. I mean, come on. It was me.
Maybe I want to have sex with a fat guy right now.
She was impressed.
I think it turns her on, my eating.
Maybe I like fat guys.
She has to. She has no choice if she's with me. But that's the thing, though. Like, you know, we'll go out to dinner. And she'll always have leftovers. Always. I will never have leftovers. I almost feel bad leaving a plate with food in it. I don't know why. I'm like sick in the mind, you know?
Like you don't want it to go to waste?
Yeah, basically. Because I'm not a big leftovers guy. It depends what it is. But normally I won't eat leftovers. Like, I'll bring it home, put it in the fridge. A week later, I throw it out. Yeah. It's got to be like the only thing I can eat leftovers is like meatballs. I can eat those.
Fried chicken.
No, I don't even. I'm not even a big fried chicken fan.
So long, fried rice. Hello, fried chicken.
Yeah, Chinese food. I can eat the next day.
Chinese food. I can eat
the next day.
Only the next day. Yeah, I'm the same way.
After that, the rice is like little hard. I don't
even. The rice never even gets touched. That heroin brick stays in the fucking fridge. Yeah. 8 months. You know exactly what I'm talking about. That thing stays there for 8 fucking months. It stays there longer than the Arm & Hammer baking soda. I'm talking about the General's chicken or the chicken and broccoli.
For me, Chinese food never makes it through the night. I might take a break from eating it, but I'll eat the rest
later. That's because you don't order as much as I do.
Wow.
There's that mistake in it.
You order what? Chicken and broccoli?
Something like that,
right, something like that, and it'll come with a rice. You'll get brown rice or some shit, and that's it?
No, I get
an egg roll.
It'll come with an egg roll. I'll get another egg roll, right. And then normally I get fried wonton with that, too.
Okay, that's awesome. Right. Yeah, no. Okay, here's my Chinese food. Okay, sweet and sour chicken, the large.
That fucking lo mein, chow mein, all that shit.
A toss-up between the kung pao. Depends how I'm feeling. If I'm feeling spicy, kung pao chicken. If not, I'll get the General's chicken. Steamed dumplings. You know what they are?
Fuck yeah, I love dumplings.
They're fucking delicious,
hell
right?
Hell yes.
The fried wontons. And like five fucking, a mixture of egg rolls. Like I'll get two of the regular egg rolls and I get like three of their pizza rolls or something. All gone by the end of the night.
Oh my God, dude.
All gone by the end of the night. That's my food for the day.
Do you know what I get? The Chinese store.
I don't know.
I'll get a pint, of shrimp fried rice and an egg roll.
See, I stay away from the rice.
I love shrimp fried rice.
I love it too, but I don't normally eat it like because it doesn't pass through my system that fast.
It doesn't.
It takes forever to shit that out as opposed to the regular Chinese food. Like the next day I wake up and I'm like, it's gone.
But if I don't get the fried rice, then I'll get dumplings or I'll get fried wonton. Mm. I don't get anything more than that.
I'm trying to remember the last time.
That's crazy.
I had like, I did eat a sandwich down in Wildwood when I worked down there when I was a teenager. There was a little like mom and pop deli down there. I don't remember the fucking name of it. But they had like a big like wall of fame thing where they took put Polaroids.
Of like famous people?
No. Of people that eat their like signature sandwich.
Oh, okay.
It's like a it's like a 12 pounds. I don't remember what it wasn't 12 pounds, but it was huge.
Okay.
It was a gigantic and it had every deli meat that they carry was in it.
Cool.
It also had every like whatever you call it, like you know, lettuce, tomato, onions, okay. That shit.
Condiments,
yeah. Mayo, all that crap. If you eat all of it, it was like a 6 minute, I think they gave you 6 minutes. This thing was literally like 6 pounds. It was
like a baby.
It was, yeah, it really was. It was the bread, you can't close the bread. The bread stays like this the whole
Holy
time.
Holy shit.
I fucking tore it up. I got on the wall. They gave me a t-shirt. I'm like, this ain't going to fit. Like, it's basically a napkin you gave me. You realize it's a do-rag.
5 times XL?
Yeah, right. But they were like impressed because it had been a while since someone actually ate it.
Oh.
And my friend was like, no, you got to eat. He told me about it. So I was like, all right, let's do it. And I went in there and I was looking around. I'm like, and thankfully it was good. It was a clean place, which, because if it was dirty, I would never did
no.
it.
Was the sandwich good?
It was good, but at the same time, after like the first 5 minutes, because you're constantly shoveling this in yeah. your mouth, you don't really taste anything anymore. Yeah. You're kind of like...
Over it.
No,
I would fucking throw up everywhere.
Well, I did. Oh, yeah. I fucking... The moment we walked out, as we're walking towards the boardwalk, the ramp to get back up onto the
you're
boardwalk...
Just like,
I leaned right over the ramp. I was like, bruh. It all came out. All of it.
That must have been horrible.
No, actually, I felt way better. I was like, all right, let's eat.
Yeah, but the actual, like, throwing up, it was chunks of food.
Yeah, it was.
And you probably didn't chew them very much, so it was probably, no. like, whole slices of cheese.
Well, it wasn't like the slices came out. It was like balls of meat.
Oh, my God, I'm going to vomit. Ugh.
And funny thing is, as soon as I fucking threw it all up, like literally 30 seconds later, like, all right, let's eat.
That's like me with my drinking.
Yeah, that I can't do. I tried. I've tried to drink more, you know, than I would normally. And I get to a point where I'm like, if I don't stop, I'm going to fucking hurl everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to feel like total dog. I don't like the way I feel the next day.
Yeah.
It's not even the way I feel that night. Drinking, that's okay. That fucking headache the next day doesn't go away from me for like 2-3 days. I can never do that again.
Yeah, it's bad. Never. It gets worse when you get older. When I was 21.
Yeah. Okay, mom, tell me more.
When I was 21, I was drinking. This is how I knew that I should never do shots. I did a shot of something like Sambuca or something. But I always used to drink Sambuca back in the day. But I used to have to light it first. Like I would do.
Sure, we're not talking about your crack one.
I liked it lit because it would like caramelize the top of it and it made it sweeter or something. It was easier to go down. But this was just regular Sambuca and I'm like, oh yeah, if I can do it lit. This is how I figured out that I couldn't. I drank half of it and it upset my stomach so bad that I immediately threw up all over the bar. The bartender's cleaning it up and she's like, can I get you something else to drink, honey? And I was like, yeah, give me a sex on the beach. Yeah.
Wow.
If you were a bartender, would you ever serve another drink to somebody who just puked on the bar?
No, I'd flag them. Yeah. I'm going.
She didn't even flag me. She gave me another drink.
I'd be so angry that I was cleaning up their vomit that right. I wouldn't serve them.
Right.
Like, they could have walked in and be their first drink of the day. And no, I'm
no,
not
she was real
them.
Sweet. We used to go there a lot, though.
I guess so.
Like, after, it's when I used to work at this car dealership. And we used to go there after work a lot. Like, I went in there before I was 21.
Really?
Mm. It didn't really card. It's just a little dive bar in Barrington.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah. That's why I don't know.
Roadhouse?
Old Rail.
Where's that at?
Right by the train tracks.
The fuck do I know? It's I like, know where Roadhouse is.
It's right near Roadhouse. The White Horse Pike. Okay. It's like a mile away from Roadhouse.
Okay.
Because it's in Barrington, not Runnymede.
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
Hey there, amigo.
That's for sale.
Yeah?
It's been for sale for like 3 years now.
Well, if the fucking yeah. trash stops going there.
Well, there was a shooting. Somebody got shot in the parking lot, so they closed
what?
It.
What?
Mm-hmm.
When that happened?
3 years ago.
Oh.
That was the last day it was open.
I haven't
was
been
that
there
shooting?
In like...
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've been there.
Like, how long? It's got to be like close to 10 years.
I was banished from there for a year.
What'd you do?
I got into a fight with the owner.
What? Like what kind of a fight?
Like a fist fight.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then I apologized, and then he let me back in. And then he sold it to somebody else. And then I stopped going there because I grew up temporarily.
You grew up temporarily?
Well, I had a little between like 25 and 28 where I was like good.
Wow. That's funny.
But yeah, I used to go there every Friday night. Hmm. But then I heard it got real bad.
Well, like, yeah.
It got real trashy.
Yeah, I mean, what happens is they start playing the shittier music, and then you get the, when I say shittier, I mean the ones that attract more people. And, you know, and there's no, like, do they even have a dress code anymore? Because when they first opened, it was pretty strict to what you could wear.
Yeah, by the time I left, they had a dress code, but they were lax on it. Yeah. It wasn't like Adelphia's. Like, you know, Adelphia's is strict.
Well, Adelphia's is trying to stay a little more classier.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want anybody coming in with hoodies.
Yeah, they were a little more lax.
You know, honestly, if it wasn't that fucking dude that got, that killed Trayvon, I would think it would be an Adelphia's that killed him. Because he had a hoodie on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's how strict they are. No boots, no hoodies, no whatever, no loaded guns.
They didn't let me in. Well, they tried to not let me in one night when I went straight from work. I had scrubs on. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, you can't come in.
Really?
Like
even with scrubs?
Yeah.
So coming from a job.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's weird. I don't understand.
Yeah. And like, I was only stopping in for a drink and I was jetting. It was somebody's birthday and mm-hmm. I really didn't want to go, but I was like, let me just stop in for a drink. And I'm like, you can't come in like that. I was like, why not?
Wow, I've never heard that before.
And I was like, where's your dress code say you can't wear scrubs?
Touche.
And he was like kind of like stuttering. I was like, you know what? I hope you get shot and you come into the hospital because I'm going to refuse you because you don't have the right fucking shoes on. Asshole.
But doc, this guy has like 9 bullet holes. Doesn't matter. He's wearing Keds. Get him out of here.
Yeah, for the most I know what they're trying to do with dress codes. They're trying to keep the trash out. I get it, but
right.
I mean, if somebody's coming straight from work, like, leave them the fuck alone.
Was it like a nighttime thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird though. Still,
that doesn't.
It wasn't even like it wasn't even one of their big nights. It was just.
It was like during the week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's weird during the week because like they play games and stuff there. So like, do they expect guys that like want to? I mean, I guess whoever's going to Adelphia's to watch a football game would be semi pretentious. I don't know.
Like I could see them shooting down a guy with a football jersey before I see them shooting down.
No,
a
that was
scrubs.
Yeah,
douches.
That's weird.
I mean, they let me in.
I mean, were scrubs like covered in blood? Like, what was
that? Oh, they wind up letting you in.
Yeah, they let me in. I stayed for like a half hour and left. But like they were giving me shit at the door. I'm like, what the fuck?
Wow.
Did you have to pay a cover to get in?
No, it wasn't.
I remember
cover
when
night.
They started doing that. It was so annoying. They charge a cover at night. If you got like, if you went after 10. So stupid.
I've only been there like twice since
2000. Times.
Since about 2000. So
yeah,
14
I've been there
year,
a handful
in
of times.
14 years, I've only been there like 2 or 3 times. Before that 14 years, I was there a lot.
Yeah, before they did that renovation.
Well, no, before me and my friends got our fucking asses kicked there.
Oh, did you?
Well, what happened was it was my one friend was dating this girl whose ex-boyfriend and his fucking 11 friends were there, and they jumped them. And because one of my friends was knocked out cold, they were kicking him in his face while he was out cold.
Oh.
So I jumped over his face. Like, I was covering, you know, I didn't want him to stomp. So they were stomping on me.
Die.
Yeah, exactly. He had to go to Will's Eye Hospital. He had a fucking tear in his eyeball, and he lost his job because he needs his eyesight. He was in... Oh, God, I forgot what kind of line of work he was in. But he lost his job. He had to go on disability.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
And he had fucking kids then. You know, he had 2 little kids then.
People are such scumbags.
So I was covering his fucking face, like, you know.
He probably would have ended up blind if you didn't do that.
He could have ended up dying. He had a massive concussion. They all did. I was the only one that didn't have a concussion, even though I got stomped in the back of the head like 3 times.
Oh, my God, what does that feel like?
It's hard to explain. Like, the first thing you feel like a jolt, like a hard hit, okay? But your head goes down, like, because it was on the top of my head, and I was looking down, like, I was like this. you know, like crouch down. So it pushes your head even further down to the point where it snaps. Like you can't, your head doesn't go any further down, right? Your eyeballs feel like they're just still bouncing in your head. Like vision gets blurry. You know, you feel this like sharp pain that shoots down your neck because the way my neck was stretched, you know, pushing it down even harder. It like strains the neck, you know?
Yeah.
What I mean? But then after that first kick, I didn't feel anything. I was like numb at that point. Then I start feeling the kicks to the ribs. That was a motherfucker. And you can just hear it like thump, thump, thump. Like it was like,
how long did this fight go on for?
They used to have 1,000 bouncers. Probably.
Yeah. And you know what? They were friends with them. So they kind of, they didn't look the other way, but they took their time. And I was just like so mad. And get this. So the cops came and they're all in with the cops. We even went to the fucking station a couple days later to file a report, a complaint, because two of the guys end up going to the fucking hospital.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, you're not doing anything. And they kicked us out. They let those guys stay.
That
jumped us. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck? So I was like, that's it. I'm never fucking going back here. Fuck this place. And then I started driving by it and I started fucking with the joint. I would throw shit. Like I would break stuff. I would go around it. I would try to find out the bouncers' cars. I would key their fucking cars. I stabbed their fucking tires. Then I found out the owner died when we lived in the house.
Yeah.
Remember the guy across the street? That dude was there that night.
Was he really?
Yeah. He wasn't on our side where we were. He was like on the other side of the building. He had eventually come over. But, you know, at that point it was already done. So there was nothing, but I remember him because he was there for years. I remember that guy. He had that long braided ponytail with a bald head. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we lived across the street from him back in 04.
Shit.
And I told him this story and, you know, I found out through him that the owner had died.
Yeah.
And I was like, good. Tell me where he's buried so I could fuck his tombstone up. Because the owner got involved after the fact when we had a problem with it. And he was basically saying we were in the wrong. Now, here's the setting. It was me, my girlfriend at the time, my friend, the girl that he was dating, which technically was his girlfriend, and my other friend and his wife.
Shit.
Okay. And it was just three of us. Well, six of us, but the girls weren't involved in the fucking fight.
No, they were probably just trying to break it up.
It was 11 fucking dudes. We were outnumbered, and the first shot that was thrown was the guy had a fucking pint glass, and he hit my one friend, who's 6'8", by the way. He hits him immediately. He was sitting on a stool right in the face. That's where the tear came from.
Oh.
He goes down. They stomp on him. Then my other friend, who's trying to save him, gets snuck from the side right in the temple. Boom, falls on his ass. I mean, he wasn't
how
out
old
cold.
Were you guys then? Like, how old were these people? Like, were you guys in like your 20s?
Yeah, I was like in my
punk bullshit.
Yeah, late 20s. Yeah, late 20s, mid 20s, mid to late 20s.
I get that's a drawback of being a big dude like that, because if you're getting jumped, he's the first one getting hit every time.
When you're outnumbered like that, you had four guys on him alone.
Yeah,
he didn't even get to throw a punch. My other friend got to throw a punch.
If you're going
to
start a fight with a group of guys and one of them 6'8", why would you let him get off a punch? Everybody jump on him.
Only thing I cared about was covering my face. That was all I was caring about. I was like, when I got on top of my one friend to make sure that they stopped kicking his fucking head, I just covered my own face, you know, put my arms up.
Did you even throw any punches or anything?
I threw two punches and I only hit once and nothing happened.
And they kicked you.
Because they were like bull rushed. We were all on the ground at that point. They're just it was a mob. They were standing over top, kicking, punching downwards. I mean, there was nothing we could do. You know what I'm saying? Until finally it was broken up. I was just waiting for the smoke to clear. Like, there was nothing. All I could do was I was closest to my one friend. He was out. And I was like, that's it. You can't take any more shots to the face. You just can't. So I just covered him up. You know, like, his face was untouchable.
And they were just pissed because he was with this new
girl. And this is when I was
girl.
Thin, by the way, which would have helped if I had a little more meat on my bones.
But did he steal this girl from that guy or something?
No, what happened was is they broke up because she was tired of his shit because he's an asshole. He was a steroid fucking freak asshole.
Okay.
A douchebag, Guido wannabe douchebag. And, you know, she just had enough of his shit. She went out with him for like 3 or 4 years. She was like, I'm done. He's a cheater. He's whatever. They broke up all the time. She had enough. And my one friend was courting her because he liked her. But right. He didn't know this guy. They had no ties. He fucking got to talk to her. They hit it off. They start going out. And this dude's fucking mad about it. Because he's one of those dudes like, you know, oh, she can't see nobody else. You know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah. It's and like, your age on, range, dude. It's like ego.
Come on. These guys are like those fucking, they all drove like Mustangs and like other fucking cars. No. They were driving like Mustangs and fucking Pontiacs and
Camaros. Like muscle cars?
Yeah, but like of that time.
Okay.
It wasn't like classic cars, okay. You know, it was just whatever. They were all fucking like douchebags.
Camaros and shit.
All of them, you know.
They're bros.
Yeah, I mean, they were wannabes, you know? Yeah. They all fucking wore shirts that were 3 sizes too small. They all did steroids, you know? I remember the one set of brothers, they were like, they weren't identical twins. They were close. It was like 2 Baba Booeys were beating up on us. They were like thick, though. They were like, you know, they were short, but they were solid. I mean, they were like barrels, you know?
Jesus.
They had arms like fucking Popeye, like my calves. Their arms looked like my calves. They were just... And they were just throwing bombs.
I never understood that. What type of satisfaction do you get by 11 or 12 people jumping 3 people? Like, do you, like, really feel good about yourself because you and a dozen of your friends could beat up 3 people?
Yeah,
I don't understand
that. Jerk off.
I just don't get it. Like, now, if it was a one-on-one fight and he fucked that dude up, good for you. Yeah, feel good about yourself.
Yeah,
but
right.
But what do you need 12 people for?
I don't know.
Just guys being douches.
I never understood that. Like, how do you feel good about yourself?
I've never
because
been
you in a... Because you need a group of your friends to beat up 3 guys.
I've never been in a fight or a situation where I was in the group of people that outnumbered the other group of people. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't know. I have no idea what that feels like. No idea. The only thing I can think of is when I worked for Home Depot security... I remember there was one dude, this is hand to God, this is true. This fucking dude, big black guy, fat, like super tall.
Like Shug Knight?
Yes, that's really good. Yeah, it could have been him. Maybe a little fatter though.
Okay,
like he weighed more than Shug Knight.
Jesus.
This guy's walking out with 2 boxes of granite tiles under each arm. And he just walked out. Like he grabbed them and he walked right out the door. And we're asking him, please stop.
And he's not.
Stop that.
No, he's obviously. Not even listening to us. He's walking towards his van, not listening to us. Please stop. Now he's.
Come on, please stop.
Yeah. And one of my friends like ran right in front of him. You know, he's like, you know, putting his hands like, stop. You know, put those down. Stop. This guy just kept walking. And then he fucking lowered his shoulder and he basically like tackled the dude that was in front of him, like not tackle, but he threw his shoulder. He tucked in the granite tile. These things are heavy.
Yeah.
Okay. Granite is heavy.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. And he tucked it in like they're 2 footballs and he lowered his shoulder and kind of dipped in. And all you heard was the thud of his shoulder hitting my friend in the chest. And I see my friend on the floor and the wind is out of him completely.
God.
He's like, he can't even fucking breathe. So my boss is running out as this happens. And he's like, fucking grab him. Cause I didn't know what to do. I'm like, you know, this was before they had the people that punched the hole in the tickets. We were undercover security.
Okay.
We would walk around in like construction clothing, dirty, acting like we're buying shit because we have to watch people.
Okay.
This was in a ghetto. The first one I worked at was in Delaware Ave. The second one was in Cheltenham, right across the street from the Posit.
Home Depot.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the first one. The second one was worse.
Yeah.
Cheltenham, it's right across the street from the projects.
Cheltenham's rough, man.
So he's like, fucking grab him. So I'm like, all right. I fucking turn around and I'm measuring him up as I'm starting to work like a sprint towards him. I'm kind of measuring him up and I clock it, like I time it. I hopped up and I threw my arm around his throat and he's got me piggyback now.
Oh my
God. With the tiles, which he didn't drop. And I'm pulling back on him like this, you know, and I was a big boy then when this happened. All right. And I'm like pulling back. He's not slowing down. So then my boss runs up in front of him and literally gets down on all fours to like
and tripped him.
Yeah. And we both go flying forward. I fell over him.
Granite broken ever.
I think that we saved them all.
Oh, no, no, no. They were done. Once they hit the ground, once he fumbled them, they were done. But this guy would not fucking stop. He was like a tank.
God damn.
He was a tank. See, well, once we got him on the ground, though, he couldn't do shit.
That's how I know I can never work security anywhere.
Security!
Because if it's not mine, right. I am putting zero effort into stopping him.
I mean,
yeah,
like, the most I'll do is pick up a phone and call somebody else to stop him. I ain't well, that's your
job, but your job is to be security. So if you knew that that was your job, wouldn't you?
I would
that?
Never take that job.
Okay.
Because I don't care. Do it's either. Not mine.
I would never do it either. Just because.
I didn't care at the time. I was young. I
you probably just
better.
Needed money, right?
Like it wasn't even that. It wasn't that I needed money. I just liked the job. I knew people at the. I knew people from the place. Right. I had a great time. It was a lot of fun.
Most of the time, you probably didn't do nothing.
Huh?
Most of the time, you probably didn't do nothing.
Most of the time, yeah. We had okay. There would be, you know, there
some
would be
crackheads.
Times. Well, yeah, it get worse. It would get worse. We did actually have a fucking. We had a crackhead who had a fucking hypodermic needle in his pocket, used, and thankfully, nobody got stuck with it. You know, and once we subdued him, and the cops came, the cops would come and pick these guys up.
Yeah.
Cop asked him, do you have anything on you? And he's like, yeah, he's got a fucking, you could see the needle hanging out of his back pocket.
God damn.
You know, and the fucking point is through the pocket and the top part, the plunger is hanging out of the top part of the pocket. And it's like, yeah, watch, you know, and he's looking and he's like, fuck. You know, the cop's like, well, I don't want to fucking touch this guy.
Yeah,
you know?
No.
But this one fucking dude, this is where I quit my job.
Okay.
This one dude. Little black guy, punk motherfucker, this guy was. He comes in, you know, he's got boots tied together by the laces hanging over his shoulder.
Okay.
He's walking up and down the aisle, throwing shit in each boot.
Ah.
Smart, right?
Yeah.
But we fucking see him doing it.
Yeah, so he's not that smart.
Not that smart. Not to mention, you don't see the fucking cameras over your fucking
for
head.
Real.
My boss is watching him on fucking TV. I'm watching him from the end of the aisle. My other fucking friend is working, is watching from the end of the aisle. So anyway, long story short, he tries to run. We catch him. He's out in the parking lot. We bring him down. We bring him to back, and he wants to fight. He wants to fight. He's like, I want to fight my way out. He's like seriously asking. He's polite about it. Let me fight somebody. If I win, I get to leave. So my boss is like, all right.
Shit.
He's like, all right, which one of us you want to fight? He's like, I don't care. And my boss looks at me. He's like, you want to? I was like, is this for real? You know, this is like before Fight Club.
Yeah. This
so
is
I'm like
bizarre.
Yeah, it was a little bizarre. I'm like, I'm thinking, are you joking? Are you serious? Because
like, yeah.
I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, is this a test?
Yeah. Like, I don't know if he was joking with him or not. Because he's handcuffed to one of those bars that are on the wall. You know, so he can't do nothing. We have to unhandcuff him from the bar. So he's like, you want to do it? I was like, really? And he's like, well, who wants to fight him? He's like, I'll do it. My boss is like, I'll do it. I don't care. I'm just asking if you guys want to do it. And we're like, we're both, me and the other dude, we're like, you for real? He's like, yeah. He's like, you know what? I'll do it. So he's like, uncuff him. So I'm like, all right. I took the key. I uncuffed him. And he's like, all right, you tell me when you're ready. And he's like, all right. He's like a little Wayne-looking guy without the dreads, mm-hmm. short hair. And he was a fucking punk. So he's like, all right. And he kind of turned his head and he tried to sucker punch my friend. My friend literally took him down one shot. Boom. Goes down. Then he gets
Boom.
Up. Yeah. He gets up and my boss fucking kicks him again. He falls down. He gets up again. He fucking stomps on him again. He falls down. This guy kept getting back up, which is amazing to me.
Wow.
I'm sitting there. My jaw hit the floor. And I'm like, how much punishment does this kid want
to
fucking
He just
do?
Didn't want to go to jail.
Well, yeah, he didn't want to go to jail. But he kept getting up and he kept going down. All right, so here's the kicker. So obviously he lost.
Yeah, obviously.
We cuff him back to the pole. He's all lumped up now. The cops come. They don't even care.
Nah.
They're like, did you work him up good? And my boss is like, yeah, he wanted to fight. So, you know, we fought. Or, you know, I let him fight. And he said if he wins, he gets to leave. If he loses, he'll go to jail. So he's like, all right. The cops take him. That night, we're closing up. Car drives in the fucking parking lot. Lights off. spraying bullets.
Oh my.
You know how Home Depot has that entrance where it's kind of protruded from the rest of the building where it's all glass? That's where we were. Glass just starts raining down. We fall behind. There's a brick wall. Not brick. It's like whatever kind of cement that they use, stucco, whatever, that's on the bottom that holds the glass up. It's not glass that goes to the floor. There's whatever. We hide behind that. And you could just hear bullets hitting. Tink, tink, poom, poom. Glass, everything. We found bullets in the back of the store. That's how far they traveled. I am literally shitting myself. I can feel the turd slowly working its way out of my butthole. And I am like, oh my God. And at the time, I was only getting paid like $11 an hour.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is not worth $11 an hour. I put in my fucking resignation that night. I'm like, 2 weeks. Here's my 2 weeks.
Holy shit.
I was done. Nobody, thankfully, nobody got hit. No one got hit. Not me, not my friend. We were like checking, you know, our own cells. We're like, you know, like, yeah, you don't know what the fuck's going on. My boss was in the back. He was in the office. I mean, he's surrounded by concrete. He didn't even know what the fuck was going on.
Damn.
You know, because he had his fucking little stereo playing. We were closing up. The customers were gone. We had just employees in the store. And we were just, because we're the last ones to leave. And we're just making sure they got out. Well, next thing you know, and it was a fucking Porsche that pulled up and did it. Yeah, it was a Porsche. All these cop cars come rolling in. This car's already gone at this point. No one got out, thankfully, because we were just sitting there.
I was just
going
to ask you, like, holy shit.
No, I mean, I thought about this later. I wasn't thinking about it then. Only thing I was thinking of was, you know, covering up, not getting hit by bullets. I wasn't getting up and running.
No.
It's like a fucking turkey shoot, you know? Like, and there's no way. So I thought about it later. I'm like, oh my God, what if one of them got out of the fucking car?
And walked
just
up.
Just walked right up and just. Yeah. One of them had a handgun. One of them had a machine gun. And I was like, no way. No way.
Wow.
My one friend was fucking scurry. He's a big mother. He's an ape, this guy. He is an albino ape. He looks like a professional wrestler.
Okay.
Okay. Huge. He wasn't being a bitch. I'm not calling him a bitch.
No, I mean, you're getting shot.
But the way he was screaming was hilarious.
How was he screaming?
Like a girl. Like the Jonah. That's it. This is what he was doing. Oh. You know what's funny? When I first heard this, when you played it, even though I'd already seen the movie, that's who I thought of when you played it, because that's what it reminded me of. This guy, you would have never thought that scream came from him. I said nothing. I was literally, I was closing my eyes so hard it hurt. I don't even know if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes
sense. I was just, you know, like, I balled up. I was just like, whatever, laying down in the fetal position behind this wall because I did not want to get hit by bullets.
No.
All I was thinking is, this is not how I want to die. This is not how I want to die. And I'm saying, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, over and over again. And then finally when it all stopped, you know, we were just like, is it over? It felt like an eternity on that floor.
I can imagine.
It felt like, I don't know how long. I honestly can't tell you how long that was. It could have been seconds for all I know.
It more than likely was.
Yeah,
they probably didn't even stop the car.
It felt like an hour on that floor. And what was funny is I never even looked at my watch before that happened. So when I looked at my watch after it happened, I'm thinking, I must have been on the floor for like 25 minutes. Like thinking that's how long it was, which it wasn't.
No.
We know it wasn't. We had cameras outside. It showed it. You know, they were there literally like maybe 10 seconds tops. And it wasn't even shooting for a full 10 seconds. It was pulling up to like close to the front of the store and just spraying bullets. You know what's funny? You just played that soundbite and a nerve just went off in my body.
Oh, you have PTSD.
Oh, my God. Get down, everybody. Get down. You guys want to take a break?
Yes. Let's
take
a break.
Enough already! Alright, we'll be back. Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes! The fuck?
Of course. Talk about their amazing collars?
Do you know what their amazing collars are yet, miss?
I know that there's seven.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink. Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd. And on mic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
And we're back. So fun stories.
Yeah, right.
Oh, God.
I've never been shot at. It's going to suck that I don't have a story like
that. You know,
that.
I'll tell you what.
Does it really suck that you don't have a story like that?
I'll tell you what.
In my world.
Being shot at sucked, but I'll tell you what really did suck and has nothing to do with being shot at.
Okay.
Being held up at gunpoint.
Yeah.
In fucking Manhattan.
Oh, so you have multiple reasons for hating New York.
Well, I don't hate New York because of that. I hate New York. I always hate New York. I think my hatred towards New York is affiliated with sports.
It is.
Yeah, I think that's the major part of it. Like, I was so praying that the fucking Rangers would get swept by the
Kings.
Yeah,
it's absolutely affiliated with sports because, I mean, the few times that I've been to New York, I've always had fun. And
yeah, not me. And I worked there and I fucking hated it.
And, like, if we ever all go, I was saying to Missy, if we ever all go up and do Rob's show, like, I want to spend the night in New York. I think we should get a room. I think we should go out.
We'll spend the night in Rob's house.
Yeah, there we go.
Sleep in his home theater.
Yeah, right.
Dude, he let me stay there. I would never leave.
No shit.
Sorry, dude. I'm not going anywhere.
We could stay at that little space they use to do all the shows.
We could.
Above the
comedy club. Stay at the
studio. Yeah. Rycast Studios. For real. Where the fuck are we at?
So you got held up?
Yeah. Me and this guy that I worked with, when we were working up there, after work we decided to go see Kings of Comedy in the movie theater.
Cool.
You know, we were like, fuck it, let's go. I mean, what's going to happen?
We're going to end up with a gun.
Besides the fact that we were the only two white people in the theater, but it didn't matter. We weren't, you know, nobody was fucking with us.
Yeah.
We had a blast. It was so funny. It was hysterical. You know, when Bernie Mac came up at the end, that was it. I was done. I was like, I couldn't even see straight.
It's a shame you had to suffer through the first 20 minutes of D.L. Hughley.
You know what? At the time, it was funny. And even now, when I see it, I'll still watch it. And I'll be
I
like,
do
you
love
know what?
Bernie Mac.
D.L. Hughley's set wasn't so bad.
I was thinking of, what's the other fucker's name? Not D.L. Hughley. The other guy.
Steve Harvey?
Yeah, I can't stand him.
Oh, dude, he made me laugh when he was talking about, like, when he was doing the music thing, or when he was messing with the dude in the front row.
That was
kind
of funny.
God.
The guy said he worked in computers or something.
Yeah, computer technology. You can't even spell technology.
I've just never been a fan of
him. Yeah, I'm not either, but I thought it was funny.
I
thought the whole
thing
was funny. But yeah, we left there. So we leave the theater, and we're walking back. We decided to walk back to our hotel. We were staying at the Edison, and we had a long walk. We figured we'd stop at a bar on the way.
Get a drink.
Right. So we're walking past one of those fucking Indian newsstands or whatever.
The bodega.
Something like that, yeah. He wanted to run in real quick, get a pack of smoke. So I'm like, all right. Now, where we were, there was like a little tiny, like sort of like an alleyway. I guess you could say it's like where they go behind the store. Like
where
the
they
side
put
of the
trash and stuff.
Yeah, something like that. But it was very narrow, very narrow. And there's no lights back there. Like, you couldn't see shit. So I'm leaning up against the wall of the store, right? You know, my shoulder's like off the corner into the alley type of thing. And some dude just pulls me into the alley and I just hear click and I felt the gun on my forehead. And
oh
I
my
could,
God.
Now I could see this guy, definitely a crackhead. Definitely. He's like, give me your money. And I'm like, okay. I didn't even argue with
yeah,
the guy.
Hell yeah.
I pulled out my wallet. I dropped it on the floor. I'm like, fuck. He just picked it up, fucking took off the other direction. And I said nothing. I didn't even yell or say, hey, stop that guy. I didn't care. I, yeah. I wanted him as far away from me as possible. And I was just like, that shook me up more, I think, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's
because
scary.
I could see his face and I'm like,
he could do anything.
He's not in his right mind. Like mm-hmm. he's not, at least the guys that were, you know, they were trying to kill us. You know what I mean? this guy just didn't know what he was doing.
He just wanted,
and I'm thinking
drugs.
He was so nervous. He could have just pulled the trigger by accident. Hell not yeah. meant to do it. And for some reason that terrified me more.
Yeah. Cause it's like know? A wild animal.
I mean, at least I was hiding behind a brick wall when the other guys were shooting, you know, it's like, you were kind of safe as long as they didn't get out of the car or any ricochets or anything happened. But this guy literally point blank range gun to my face. And I'm like, oh man, this sucks. And that was it, man. And my friend comes out and he's like, what's wrong? He looked at me and just knew. He's like, Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you? I was like, I just got mugged. He's like, what? He's like, are you all right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, what happened? I was like, some dude just flashed a piece in my face and took my wallet and ran.
Where's my fucking money?
I was like, oh, no. What the fuck am I going to do now?
You took everything? You took your whole wallet? So yeah. You had to get a new license and everything?
I had to get a new license, yep.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sucked. It was, it happened in the end of 2000.
Jesus.
It was the end of 2000. It was like, I want to say it was like September. Nah, maybe it was like August, September, something like that. I was there for 13 weeks straight.
Why?
I was working there.
What are you doing?
I was, I used to work for Burlington Coat Factory, mm-hmm. and what I would do is I would have to go around the tri-state area, and every time they renovated or built a new store, we would have to go there and basically furnish the store.
Okay.
We would build the dressing rooms, the displays, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We didn't do, like, the construction part. Like, we weren't putting carpets down or anything like that. Or
you're actual, just putting, like, furniture together.
Yeah. Like, the desks, you know, stuff like that. And that's all we did. I mean, that was pretty much all we did. And, or if things had to be removed or refaced or whatever. And that's why we were there. And that was, you know, I mean, it was fun in a sense because the group of people I was with. And when we'd actually go out, we would have fun. But we worked so many hours in a day because we had such a limited amount of time to get all this shit done. And ironically, a year to the day later, well, not a year to the day, but a year later, 9/11 happens. And our store that we fucking fixed up is completely demolished.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, one of the landing gears from the planes went through the roof of the store we were at.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So if we were there that morning,
you would have
a
been
year
dead.
Later, well,
or you would have been-
not necessarily. Well, yeah, we probably would have been dead because they weren't open yet. Like New York, Manhattan's got weird hours. They like open at like 7 and they close at 3.
Yeah.
Like they're so, everything shuts down so early for some reason. But, I mean, nobody really would have been in a store that early. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was people in the store when it happened, but they were in the lower floor, like in the back of the building. No one got hurt, thankfully. But we were all over the store fixing. It was like 13 of us just fixing the whole store. So sure. We were on every single, it was like a 3-story building. And landing gear comes right through. Boom. All the way down to the fucking bottom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But, and, well, here's what was crazy. When you walk out of this store, if you look up and a little bit to the right, you can actually see the towers. That's how close they were. They were literally not even a block away. I mean, you just were halfway on that block. You walk up to that corner. As soon as you hit the right, there's a big-ass fucking, what's the donut place called? Donut place called, not Dunkin' Donuts, the other famous one. The green and white, I think it's green.
Krispy Kreme?
Krispy Kreme, yeah. There's a huge, we'd get our coffee there every morning. Krispy Kreme right there. And directly across the street, it's the whole, you know, the Twin Towers and the other 6 or 5 buildings that are near it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we were right fucking there. And it was just like, the next year, I was in a Burlington Go Factory store, like staying there permanently. And we were watching it. I was at work when I saw it. I was like, oh, shit. That was fucking nuts, man.
That is crazy.
Yeah, but that was getting fucking held up at gunpoint was pretty fucking scary.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And I'm not like, when I go to New York, I don't fucking watch over my shoulder.
Yeah, you're not paranoid.
First of all, if I see an alley anywhere, I cross the street from it. You know, I'm not going anywhere near it. Like, fuck that. But, you know, no, now when I go to New York, I just drive down streets the wrong way.
Man. Don't drive in New York.
No. Now I'm done. You remember the one time we went, how fucking a disaster that was. Just driving around. Yeah. Like, we're just stuck in traffic everywhere you go.
Everywhere.
Like, yeah, 2 feet, stop. 2 feet, stop.
Yeah, I'd never drive in New York again.
Fucking people and bikes zooming between cars. Not a care in the world. You know, taxis going through red lights. Like, it's amazing.
Oh, yeah. They're doing a shitload of construction everywhere now, they're too. It's, like, horrible.
They're always doing construction there. Mm. Always. New York will be nice when they finally finish it.
Yeah. Never. Which will be never.
In 50 years.
It's always going to be a work in progress.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm just not a fan of the NY.
Yeah, you're definitely not.
I fucking hate it. I mean, I was even in Long Island, and it was, you know, nothing.
I've never been to Long Island.
Nothing like Manhattan. Long Island is like...
like New Jersey, right?
Basically, yeah. And it was just boring. The store we were refacing there was like a few miles from where the Islanders play. We would pass the stadium as we would go there, and it was just so boring there. Mm. Just nothing to do. I was just like, whatever. And I just hated it more. I was like, every part of New York sucks.
Yeah.
Only Buffalo I enjoyed.
Buffalo was a fun time.
Buffalo was fun. When we went to Buffalo, that was a good time.
That's like massively far from New York though, right?
It is New York. It's in New York. It's just further up north. It's
no, but I mean, it's New York City.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck yeah. It's upstate. It's
near Albany, right?
It's right across the fucking thing from Canada.
Oh, okay.
Buffalo's like right near Canada. You're closer to Canada than you are to Manhattan, that's for sure.
Okay. I've never been to Buffalo. I've been to Albany.
I've never been to Albany. Did we drive through it?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I went to Canada.
Yeah, we've been to Canada. Yeah. I've been to Canada before Buffalo, that too, but.
Buffalo was a good time?
Yeah, it was fun. We honestly didn't think it was going to be a good time.
It sounds like it would be boring. It was fun.
There's nothing to do in Buffalo but drink, and they have a lot of great bars.
Yeah. Oh, cool. And we went like during winter. We went to go see a Flyers game, Flyers-Buffalo game, and it was cold. It was fucking – there was snow on the ground already, but it started to snow heavy while we were there.
Shit.
Remember on the way back, it took us even longer to get home because we were stuck in the fucking snow. Like torrential snowstorm.
Fuck that.
And they got like, 3 feet? As we were leaving, you could just see it piling up, you know.
Oh, my God.
And we were getting closer to home. It wasn't as much, you know, going south. But surprisingly, they have this one little strip where the bars were fucking awesome. And the people were fucking cool, too.
That's awesome.
I mean, remember you guys were talking about possibly moving there.
Yeah.
While we were there, him and our other friend that was there were actually talking about moving to Buffalo. And I was like, you know, I probably would, too. I don't think I was that into it like that, you know. Yeah. But I could see the appeal, you know. Yeah, I mean, I would consider it. But, yeah, man, that one bar we went to, it was like in New Orleans. It had like a balcony where you can go out and, you know, look down and everybody's like walking in the street or whatever. But it was fun. It was a lot of fun. They had a fucking, they had Rock Band set up. It was like when it first came out, Rock Band, the Xbox game or whatever. And they had it set up on like a movie theater screen.
Oh, that's cool.
Immediately went over there, started jamming, and other people started coming over playing other instruments. I was having a blast. I was like, this is fun. And I'm drinking. You know, it was cool. And, you know, there was decent girls there. I remember that as we were leaving. Fuck, I forgot the night it was. But whatever. One night we left. It was pretty late because that bar stayed open pretty fucking late, I think. Didn't it? Like, stayed open until like 3 or 4.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, we left pretty fucking late. We all have to take a piss. We go behind this building.
And the girl's peeing.
Yeah, the girl was peeing on a fucking snow hill. Like, she walked up a snow mountain.
And she was yelling at you guys to not look at her.
Just snatch out and everything, just pissing. You fucking pervert, whatever, assholes. Don't you fucking look at us. We're like, fucking peeing. It's not like we had our cocks out jerking off to her or nothing, you know? Like, we weren't even, you know, we just had to piss. We were fucked up. We didn't give a shit. But our one friend that was with us, though, he was a fucking mess. Remember when they stopped, they got cheesesteaks. Surprisingly, I didn't get one. I was talking to that chick.
Right.
I was outside talking to that chick. They got cheesesteaks, right? And I guess, I'll just say his name. Len just doesn't like onions, apparently. And he said no onions. So we get back to our room. He's like, there's fucking onions. And he just launches the cheesesteak across the room. Hits the wall, splatters everywhere. There was like little steak bits the whole fucking weekend we were there. We just stayed there. It was like, what the fuck? He demolished the lobby. As we're going up the escalator to get to the elevator, there's like plants, potted plants as you go up. He's pulling everyone out. And he's just launching them behind his back.
Do you want to hear something even funnier?
Oh, no.
When we were talking about hooking up with Missy with a fake date, that's who I was thinking of.
Len?
Yeah.
Whoa. Uh-oh. Actually, he's different now.
Yeah, he is. It would have taken at least a couple dates before she saw how crazy he was, so I figured one date wouldn't kill him.
But see, I like Len. He's the good kind of crazy. He's fun.
He's
fun?
No, I'm not saying compared to you. I'm saying
you're the shitty kind of crazy. No, fun.
I'm not talking about like you. I'm just talking in general, like guys that are crazy.
Okay.
This guy is crazy, but in a kind of a good way.
Like in a funny way.
Yeah. I mean, he's had his moments.
Yeah, there was a period of time where now every time we went out, we got into a fight.
Yeah, now he's grown up. I mean, he's got a kid now. So, you know, that's his world. So, but yeah, he was funny, though. I mean, he's just weird. Weird, but funny. Like, just did the funniest shit. And I'm telling you, that hotel... I can only imagine how much money they spent cleaning it up after we left.
They had no idea that you guys did it?
No, thank God. No. God, no.
I remember one of the nights we got back from the bar, we went to the lobby bathroom because we were going to drop an upper decker, but they were the ones without the top tanks.
Yeah, without the top tanks, yep. Yeah, it was like a planned upper decker. Mm-hmm. Triple upper decker.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, security knocked on our door one night. We were being too loud, apparently. Mm-hmm. Then we had some girls in the room. They were in the hallway. We let them in. And the one girl was just like, get her the fuck out of here.
She was
this
huge
is an annoying cunt.
Yeah.
That was funny, man. We had a blast.
So, Long Island would be a boring road trip? Is that what you're saying?
I would say so, yeah. There's really nothing there, man. It's very spread out. I mean, it is a lot like Jersey, where it's like there's not like a strip of bars. You got to go here, then you might have to drive somewhere else. It's a crapshoot.
I figured it would be an easy road trip to go on, catch a Flyers game for a weekend, but...
You're better off going back to Buffalo.
Yeah.
Than doing that.
How long does it take to get to Buffalo?
Like 5 or 6 hours,
no,
was it?
No, it was more than that.
That's Pittsburgh.
No, you know, it was more than that coming home. It was like 10 hours coming home. Cause
Pittsburgh's only like 5 or 6 hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we've been to Pittsburgh, too.
I like Pittsburgh. I thought it was a good town. Yeah. People were kind of assholes.
I liked Pittsburgh, too.
I've never been to Pittsburgh.
It was clean.
Oh, that's right. You weren't with us.
Yeah.
I went with your brother.
Yeah.
There's a good Flyers road trip. Go there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's fun.
It's like a party town, man.
Yeah. They have, like, a lot of bars, like, on
the
river and shit.
A shit ton of bars, yeah.
And then, like, the football stadium is, like, right there, too. Like, it's all pretty cool.
Everyone that I know that goes to Pittsburgh, there's a couple guys that I work with now.
Get laid.
DTF town, man. The girls are
bored. Yeah, I know a couple people that have been there that have all gotten laid, too. Yeah.
I think Van Gogh has a museum there.
Nobody cares about that. Van, get the fuck out of here. Van Gogh, go get out of here. There's not many, like, I want to go to some of the places you've already been to. Like, I'd love to go to Nashville or...
Nashville is so much fucking fun.
Yeah.
I would love to go back there.
Yeah. I definitely want to hit Vegas at some point.
Is it September? September, I'm going to Louisville.
Been there.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Love it. They have the best strip clubs in the country.
Yeah, I'm very excited for it.
I hope it's still there. I think it's called Pete's. think that's a strip club.
Okay.
Fucking awesome.
Awesome.
The girls down there are tens. All of them.
Southern girls are
fucking
better.
Fucking gorgeous.
And coast girls.
So hot. There are parts where it's a little ghetto.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, but it's got a lot of history though. I mean, it's Muhammad Ali's hometown. There's Muhammad Ali shit everywhere. You know, the fucking bats, Louisville Sluggers.
Yeah.
You know,
they're everywhere.
Yeah. Never mind. I'll say it later. But yeah, it's nice. And if you go, you got to check out Churchill Downs.
What's that?
That's where they do the Derby, the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's fucking gorgeous. Cool. It's like really the only reason why you should go there. But
go for
they'll probably have races there, but not nothing. Obviously, it's not going to be anything big.
Yeah.
What kind of festival they have there?
It's like a rock festival. It would be a festival that you would like. It's all like.
I wonder, do you know exactly where it's at in Louisville?
Mm-mm.
By the way, don't say Louisville when you're there. You'll get lynched.
All right. Say what?
Louisville.
Louisville?
Louisville.
Louisville.
Yeah. Louisville.
Louisville.
Exactly.
All right.
Yep. You say Louisville, someone will throw a beer at you.
Okay.
They get so mad about that. I don't know why.
Some people get mad about
ain't from around here, are you?
When some people say things about New Jersey, it makes me mad, so I get it.
Oh, I don't give a shit. Jersey sucks. I fucking hate New Jersey, too.
I don't hate New Jersey, so.
I hate PA, Delaware, New Jersey. New York. I hate them all. I
hate this whole tri-state area.
Yeah. You know where I want to go? San Diego.
That would be
awesome.
San
Diegans.
San Diego. I want to mingle with the San Diegans.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I hear it's fucking gorgeous there. Like, yeah, it's perfect. The perfect city.
I heard it's awesome.
Yep. Weather's, like, gorgeous all the
it's
fucking time.
Not too
time.
Expensive.
Well.
They said it's not as expensive as L.A.
Well, no, of course not. But it is still expensive, though. Like, you know, you're going to rack up quite a bill because they have a lot of choices for bars and stuff like that. But that's one place I definitely want to hit. Vegas.
Definitely Vegas is a good time.
Yeah, I might be going back in November.
Is that where you're moving to?
No, I would I would never move there. No. I'd be dead in a year. Okay. I would never move there.
I wouldn't move there either.
I don't know how you can live in Vegas anyway. I mean, I'm not talking about like physically. I'm saying just because right outside the strip, you've got these little tiny home, like sections of homes, and you're right there. I mean, why would you want to go home? You're at the fucking, you're so close to the strip. Might as well live there. Mm. You know, fucking be a good poker player. You'll be in Vegas all the time, man.
How do you get cancer if you live in Las Vegas?
Why?
Because of testing all those bombs in the deserts around it. The radiation, apparently. Like
they're doing that now?
Just over time, over the times that they've done it, that the radiation level in Las Vegas is higher than most cities.
Are you sure?
Apparently, somebody that lived there told me that. Because they only lived there for 2 years. And they explained
I would like
high levels of radiation.
What's this person's credentials?
I mean, they're an engineer.
What kind of engineer?
Multiple different kinds of engineering.
Oh, yeah. I remember that degree. Yeah.
He has a degree in a certain form of engineering. I don't remember what it is. He's very smart.
So it's like that now.
He moved out of there in 2006.
Okay.
And he said that it was
too much cancer.
That everybody gets cancer.
Some places have overcast. This place has cancer. Yeah,
that everybody gets cancer there. That's what he told me.
Okay.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I just figured a lot of smokers in Vegas.
Yeah.
At least back in the day. I don't know about now. Are they smoke-free now, too? You can smoke in Vegas,
though.
You can smoke in the casinos and stuff?
I think so.
I feel like I kept going outside.
I don't know. Maybe. I fucking remember.
I don't remember either, but I feel like I kept going outside.
That sucks.
I feel like when we went to the old strip, we smoked in the bar.
Yeah, I never made it to the old strip.
It's so much fun.
I heard it's better than the new strip.
No, I don't think it's better, but there was one bar in particular that we went both times we were there because it was so much fun. But, I mean, it's fun to walk through, but the nightlife's a million times better on the strip.
Yeah.
No, that one bar I loved, but, yeah, the nightlife on the strip's a million times better. Where did you go while you were out there?
I mean, I only remember bits and pieces of it. I stayed at the Luxor, but I went to, like, I think I almost hit every single casino.
Did you make it to the Rio off the strip?
No.
We went to the Rio one night. It was a fucking blast.
What's the place where it has the bar on the roof?
The Rio.
The Rio. Yeah. Okay, I thought no, so. It sounded familiar.
I know I went to New York, New York. Bellagio.
Did you go to Coyote Ugly at New
Bellagio,
York?
Bellagio, I would like to see.
That's fun.
That's where my friend got married.
Bellagio? Mm-hmm. I want to see that. They had that fucking fountain in front of that. That looks really awesome. Cool. Yeah.
It's humongous.
Yeah. Thank you.
And we got to see, because they stayed in a room there. Their rooms were so nice. We went to the Stratosphere.
Oh, no. That's the restaurant or the roller coaster?
Roller coasters. Mm-hmm. I went on all three of them up there. There's three different rides on top of it.
No.
You can see everything from there.
No.
And then it's just black. It's like the coolest thing, though.
No.
So it's just Vegas, and then there's fucking nothing around it but desert.
Nope.
And then Mandalay Bay. And MGM Grand. And then I'm out. I don't remember.
Caesars.
I don't remember about four.
Is there a Caesars down there still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember a big chunk of it still to this day. I was pretty fucked up.
Yeah, man, Vegas is a good time. You got to get out there.
It is.
I will eventually. My girl's like, yeah, we should go to Vegas. I'm like,
I don't know if it's like more a couple thing. I mean, I guess
she says,
you'll have fun, but it'll be a different type of fun.
It'll be a different type of fun than going out with your friends.
It's not that I would definitely go with her. I have no
problems
going
with her.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where we go. We're going to have fun. But I always thought my first time would be like, you know, well, my friends, my brother, my friends, like that kind of thing.
I would probably.
I'm not looking to get laid. I'm just looking to have a good time, you know? Like,
you have a different kind of fun when you're with your boys and when you're with your girl.
Yeah, I mean, it's different.
And
it's
even
just
if,
like,
if
just
your
like
girl
for her.
Was with your friends, it would be
she
different.
She went to Vegas with her friends. You know what I mean? It's like,
it's, dude, you don't even have to explain it. I totally get it. I have different time when I'm with my friends than when I'm with somebody I'm dating.
Yeah.
It's different.
I just want to, I would like to experience it, both aspects of it. You know, go there with her, go there with my friends.
You should, definitely.
Yeah.
Just say you did it, if anything. You'll have fun.
Right, exactly. I mean, I don't know. I think if I go with her, I'll see more.
You'll see everything, probably.
Right, exactly. That's why I would go with her, because I know if I go with her, I get to see everything.
You should probably go with her first, then.
Maybe.
And then
maybe that's a good idea.
Because then
because they know the spots. They've already been there a billion times. So it's like, all right, where are we going? You tell me. You know?
The second time I went, I guess we got settled into the hotel like 10:30. We went and got something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And we drank straight through till about 7 o'clock in the morning. Woke up the next day, realized we forgot to eat the entire day. We went fucking hard that first day. And then for the rest of the time, it was like we'd party till 6 a.m., sleep till 12:30, get something to eat.
See, I won't be able to hang with you guys anymore.
We would go back to the hotel about 6 and take like a little nap till like 8:30, and then went out and stayed up until
you
6
could
in
do
the morning
it because
again.
You would be in Vegas. Your body would automatically do it because of Dana.
This body?
Yeah. Your body would be like, bitch, you're in Vegas. Get up. Go. Okay, now we're going to take a nap.
Be like, I'm home.
Everybody does the same exact thing when they go to Vegas.
It's not a relaxing vacation.
Now it's a party.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at it like a relaxing vacation. I'm looking at it like, I don't know if I can hang that
just
long.
Go for a weekend then.
What I'm saying is, I don't know if, not the amount of days, the amount of hours in a day.
You could do it.
I don't know, man.
Dude, I'm telling you, the first time you like actually look at the strip, trust me, you'll be able to.
You're
hang.
Like, I
you'll
want to do everything.
I've been there twice, and I don't think I've seen half of the strip. It's just, there's so much to see. There's so many
places
to go.
Again, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, you're saying you guys are, you start drinking at whatever time, and you're up till like 6 in the morning, and you take like a little break. Is that what you said or something?
Yeah,
like
noon.
Till like noon.
Like 6 hours.
I don't see that happening. I can see myself quitting at about 3:30, 4 o'clock tops, and sleeping till like noon, from then till noon.
Either way.
If not later.
if you're drinking from noon till 4 o'clock in the morning, that's a long fucking time.
No, I know. But I mean, like, I can't even see myself drinking straight through that. Like, I can already see myself being at the buffet 3 or 4 times in that span.
So good.
I didn't eat at one buffet when I was
there,
out there.
What? There was one point.
I hear like I hear that's like one of the best things about Vegas. Their buffets are like unbelievable. Is it true they have like the best breakfast buffet you'll ever see? Somebody told me that. Someone said they have this breakfast buffet where
the one I went to at they have everything. Stay? Harris. I think we stayed at Harris the second time.
Okay.
The one, I mean, it wasn't that impressive. It was good, but it wasn't.
Like, I got to find out where it was.
I think Caesar's is the one that's supposed to have like the greatest buffet ever.
But like specifically the breakfast, they have everything, and there's guys there that are like it's like made to order. If you want like an omelet, they'll do it right there in front of you, and they'll put whatever the fuck you want in it. But it's like I hear it's amazing.
I read there's a bar. I think it's off the strip. It's some sort of German bar. It's supposed to be like Oktoberfest year round.
Okay,
I got to get to that next time I go out there. I don't remember what it's called. I think it had some sort of stupid German name.
I'm sure it did.
They have one of the best taco joints in Vegas. I didn't get to go to it.
What's it called? Basically,
like the best burritos ever. I don't remember. It's by UNLV.
Okay.
It's like pretty much like across the street from it.
Yeah, I think if I went to UNLV for college, I would have died. Yeah. There's no fucking way I would have made it.
All right.
I don't know how those kids make it out of school alive. Especially if you have a fake ID at 18, 19, forget it.
It's just, it looks like fun, though.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah. I definitely gotta go there at some point. I'm just fucking thrilled to go to away. I mean, I'm going away next weekend, which is nice.
Where are you going next weekend?
I'll be in Ocean City.
Cool. Are you going away next weekend, too?
Yeah, Ocean City, Maryland.
Are you
going? I'll be in Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, me and my girl, we're going to
be scattered around.
Yeah. And then 2 months. I'm fucking counting the days, man.
Oh, when are you leaving for
August
30th. Where the fuck you're going?
Riviera Maya.
Oh.
It's calling me. Fucking can't wait.
That's exciting.
I've been thinking about it every day, all day since it happened. Just like, that's all I think about.
Oh,
I can't fucking wait.
To.
I can't fucking wait. You watch, I'm going to end up getting paralyzed the week before
Shut
I
Shut up.
Go.
Don't say it.
Can't stop me, bitch. Roll me on this plane.
This is my wheelchair!
Yeah, that would suck. People were telling me, like, what to do. They said there's, this one guy I was talking to was there, and he said, if you're okay with leaving the resort, because you can do excursions outside the resort. They'll take you there.
Yeah, like walking on waterfalls and shit.
He said there's, I gotta ask him again. I never wrote down the name. He told me the name of this place to go to. It's basically like an underground lake.
Cool.
Okay. So, and you get to swim in it.
Cool.
And he says the water is so, it's like so pure, like filtrated and pure. Like you can literally drink it. It's like pure.
That's awesome.
And it's clear. You can see, it's like 17 feet deep, but you can see all the way down to the bottom.
That's amazing.
Right. And he says, it gets to the point where it almost feels like you're in air, hovering in air, because it's everything so clear. You could see everything.
That is so
fucking cool.
So
you feel
cool.
Like you're flying. And he says, you get that afraid of heights thing going on for a second
because
you're like, whoa, you know, like you're suspended in midair. And I'm like,
what's
that sounds
called?
Interesting.
Mm.
I get it all the time. Vertigo.
Yeah, sort of like Vertigo, yeah. But it's...
That's so cool.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, we got to check that out. I got to tell her about it when she comes back. She's on a cruise right now. Huggy bitch. there's also this... They'll take you to this place. It's almost like a mini island. When I say mini island, I mean it's like the size of like two football fields.
Yeah, so it's not like inhabited.
Yeah, it's... But you go there and you rent... like scooters, and you get to drive around the whole thing and see all the different, because there's like ruins and shit.
So do that.
So you can go around and drive around. So you don't have to worry about like, you know, fucking, you know, muggers or anything.
Yeah.
There. You know, there's no one there. It's specifically for touring, you know?
That's so fucking cool. I would do that too. So, go to that lake, go to that.
But
thing.
To be honest with you, I was more looking at the relaxing aspect of it.
That's both relaxing.
No, I know.
And
but
it's
like,
adventurous.
I'm seriously, I'm not even going to lie to you, and it sounds so gay, but I'm drinking every fucking
fruity,
frozen drink.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. Frozen drink, that's all I'm drinking the whole week. I don't give a shit.
Wow.
I probably won't even touch a beer.
I'm just gonna
You don't drink beer.
I'll be drinking shit out of fucking coconuts or monkey skulls or something.
Little umbrellas and everything.
I don't care. And
you realize drinking that stuff is just like one step away from chugging dongs, right?
I already told her. I was like, in the morning we go to the beach. In the afternoon we'll be in the pool. We'll be drinking in the pool, and then after that we take a quick nap. We get up, we go to dinner, come back, we fuck, we go back to the beach, we get high.
Yeah.
We're going to get high, something, I don't care. I was like, is there any way we can stash weed to bring down?
You can probably buy it from somebody.
I don't trust anyone I don't know.
Someone in the hotel.
She was telling me that some girl she knows, she shoved a bag of fucking weed. I forget where she went. She went somewhere, got weed there, and she stuck it in a conditioner bottle.
Oh, there you go.
Like inside the conditioner, like it was in a baggie or whatever. Yeah. But she shoved it in the conditioner box and she was so nervous, like the whole fucking flight. And I'm like, I'd be nervous too.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me? Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Fuck that, dude. I'm not taking that chance.
Nah, fuck that.
I'm not going to a fucking prison in another country.
Hell no.
Fuck that. That's exactly why I wouldn't do it. Not even, would I be upset if I got arrested for that? Sure. I'm sure my family would fucking disown me if that happened. But to do it in another country, no.
God knows what could happen to you.
No, no, exactly, exactly. I've seen movies.
Oh, yeah.
nothing comes out right.
That Claire Danes movie in China or whatever. I don't know. They get arrested for something. This guy, like, pins it on her. And they're, like, in this prison and, like, cockroaches are, like, laying eggs.
I did see this.
Fucking...
It was the Philippines.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was fucked up.
Fucked up.
Yeah. Well, she did have something to do with it, didn't she?
She did, but he, like, remember he
got busted and just blamed it on her.
Blamed it on her.
Yeah. That was fucked. Yeah, man, I'm not fucking... Mm-mm. Nothing's going on my butt.
I wouldn't do that either. Nah, I mean, just ask around. Just say something.
Say like, something.
There's got to be a way to smuggle that shit and not get caught. What about fucking...
Well, I think the conditioner bottle is a fantastic
idea. That's a
idea.
Great idea. That's amazing, actually. I'm impressed.
Think so? That or lotion. I think conditioner or lotion. Maybe it was lotion.
It's awesome.
She shoved it in the lotion bottle. Because, you know, the lotion's like all white and it just...
Yeah.
You know.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, I would think the chances of getting caught like that are pretty slim.
Very slim.
But, I mean, I wouldn't take a chance.
Do you have, like, one of those things that, like, they have at work where it, like, seals the shit out of something?
It's an interesting description to say that.
Do you know
on the
what
box?
I'm talking about, like, an air.
Buy this now. It'll seal the shit out of something.
It, like, freezer packs it.
Okay.
So, like, no air. Like, do that and then just shove it in
I'll
there.
Bring that. That won't look suspicious when I open up my suitcase.
No, but,
see,
like,
a freezer pack thing in my fucking bag.
But shove that in the lotion. You won't be able to smell it, and then it'll
I
be
understand.
Covered.
Yeah, I understand.
And won't get tainted by the lotion.
I understand.
Isn't weed legal down there?
Yeah, but bring it back.
Don't bring it back. Why would you bring it back?
Why not?
Is it legal down there?
I don't know. Where I'm going, I don't think so. But bringing it back would be a pain in the ass. Why wouldn't you bring it back?
Just smoke it there. What are you talking about?
I'm not
going
to smoke all. If I buy a decent amount, I'm not going to smoke
all of
it. Don't
buy a decent amount.
But why not?
Because
you can't bring it back.
You can't bring it back. Don't be an asshole.
I'm saying hypothetically, why wouldn't I?
My brother went to Colorado, and we
that's
went
different.
There.
No
he
shit.
Didn't bring it back.
No, I'm not going to bring it back. Yeah. I'll just stay there longer.
No, don't bring it back. When are you going to smoke weed here?
Hey, man, it's only
are you going to become a pothead?
No,
like, seriously.
No, it's only
you can get weed here.
I just took. You know what? You know somebody? Because I don't.
Yeah.
I need some. I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
You holding?
No. But it's not hard. Just ask.
Are we really doing a drug deal on the fucking podcast?
I'm just playing. Marijuana is bad.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah. I read this article today that in Pennsylvania, they're having a hard time getting jobs filled because one third of everybody is failing drug tests. How fucked up is that?
I also heard that there are more jobs available now since 2007.
Yeah.
It was the first time since 2007 where they had you know, this many jobs and that are available.
And there's not enough people to film because people keep
Because people have been out of work so long, they become potheads.
They become pods. So they're either failing the drug test or they're not even showing up for them.
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts.
I better pray to God my fucking company doesn't start doing drug tests. I'm screwed.
If they haven't been doing them already, they're not going to. It costs the company so much money to do that.
I already smoked like twice this week.
And so you're going through a little phase right now?
No, every once in a while I just take, and I don't like do a lot, I just take like 2-3 hits.
That's
done.
What I do.
Yeah. That's it. Just enough to take the edge off, man. That's it. Mix that up with like a pina colada or something, it'll be good to go.
You're ready for vacation.
You have no idea. can't fucking wait. I might just masturbate as I'm walking off the plane.
Oh, God.
I'm here.
This is our single. Oh, where's the weed?
Speaking of masturbating, you ready for this?
Sure.
Okay. Since it's getting labeled. Like,
wrap it up.
Yeah. I'll make this real quick because there's no point in going in detail. So, masturbating. My girl's gone. A little lonely.
Yes.
I need some, you know, some release. So, I have the TV on, okay? I am not masturbating to the TV. I open up my laptop and go online, look for some quick porn.
Okay.
But the TV's on in the background.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, I start doing my deed, right? And I know this is not going to take me long. I'm an expert, okay? I'm a fucking general at this. And I'm like maybe a minute before tee off. Right? Probably not even a minute.
Okay.
And all of a sudden I hear the fucking Sarah McLachlan song. The fucking commercial. The whatever that is. The rescue, pet rescue commercial comes on. No shit. I was like, yeah, I was literally like just smacking a dead piece of sausage. It was nothing. All I heard was the fucking I wasn't even paying attention. It hit me once she started singing because the music starts first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I wasn't looking at TV. So they're showing like, you know, sad cats and dogs on the fucking TV. I'm not even looking. I'm paying attention to the screen, right? And I'm sitting there and I'm just like, you know, I'm visualizing that I'm doing this act. And I'm like, all right, I'm almost done. And then I hear whatever she says. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck she's saying. And I'm like, I just glanced up. I was like, oh, no. You know, I saw the cat with the fucking ear down. And I'm just like, oh, shit. I'm sitting there. I'm like, come on. You were just about to there. Oh, man, it sucked.
That is so fucking funny.
So now I'm like, and I haven't done it since. I haven't tried since.
You're going to think of it?
Well, yeah, it's still stuck in my head. Like the fucking song and the images. I couldn't fucking believe it. It was like,
God, I haven't seen that commercial in so long.
You know, it was,
I was watching,
it was late at night. I was watching the Family Guy reruns.
Mm-hmm.
And then something else came on after. It was an actual TV show. May have been Seinfeld or something. I don't know. Something was on. And, I lowered the volume to it, you know, cause it was getting late. And I said, all right, fuck it. Whip out the laptop. I figure right after that, I'm going to go to bed. And the fucking commercial comes on and that's it. It was over. Like I couldn't even concentrate. There was nothing sexual about the video that was playing in front of me anymore.
You just pictured like sad little cats coming into the room.
Yeah. Like, cats being with every thrust, a million cats are slaughtered. Like I'm just like, Jesus Christ. You know, they show the dog with the patch on his eye.
Yeah,
and
it's shaking.
Like, what in the fuck? And I was like, you've got to be shitting me. Like, come on.
That is so fucking
funny. What the fuck happened? I never thought in a million years I'd be cock-blocked by a fucking commercial.
Good work, Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because you know what they say. Every time you jerk off, cats die. Yeah. Little kittens die. You know, every time you masturbate, you know, a million kittens die. I was so pissed, man. And I wasn't even like, to me, it wasn't even funny. I was like angry.
I had like boner rage. I was just like, come on, get up. You know, like I was like Mickey and Rocky. Get up, you son of a bitch. I just like, you know, I couldn't believe it. I was,
hey, I didn't hear no bell.
Exactly. I was losing my mind. I was like, fucking.
Get up, you son of a bitch.
It was like, my dick was like Rocky with a stroke. He just fell to the ground and wouldn't get up. It's over. It's over. Oh man, I was pissed.
And then never interrupt me while I'm conducting business.
And then the next day, I was thinking about what happened. I laugh. I'm like, what the fuck?
Were you laughing because you got so mad too?
I kind of, yeah, because I really was like, I was punching it almost. I was just about to start like literally punching it. And I was like, come on. Like, I'm right fucking there. You got to be kidding me. And you just feel your balls filling up. Like, like, son of a bitch.
Oh my god.
And finally, after that, I was like, that's it, I'm done. I went to bed and I was like, you know, trying to close my eyes, and I'm thinking, like, you know, is the mood going to strike again? You know, because I could just do this. But it didn't, because I kept hearing that fucking song in the back of my head. And those images were just fucking tattooed in my brain. I was like, no, come on, man.
That's awesome.
God, if I ever meet Sarah McLachlan, I'm going to punch her in her fucking face. That was so fucked up. I guess I'm assuming something like that has never happened to you guys before. You ever get interrupted during masturbation by something that you're just like, forget it now?
No.
No.
Nope.
No, a car could drive through my living room. I'm finishing.
Yeah. Like when you used to live, like when you were younger, did your mom ever walk in?
No.
Hold on, mom. I'm busy. Just give me like 5 more minutes.
No.
You're doing it wrong.
I just locked my door.
Yeah. That just never happened to me before where I would just, you know. Nothing's ever distracted me like that. I've had the TV on so many times when I've jerked off in the past.
Yeah, but it wasn't the saddest song ever.
No, and not only that, it's just like, you know, there could be crazy shit. I think one time I jerked off during a horror movie. There's like people screaming in agony of dying, being dismembered. It didn't even faze me, you know? As soon as I hear that tune, I knew exactly what it was, and I'm like, and the remote was so far from me that I was just like, I wasn't going to make it in time before I heard or saw anything. I was, yeah. It was natural reaction to look up at the screen, and I'm like,
oh my god, I always, if I ever, like, I haven't in such a long time, but just in regular times where I'm like, not masturbating, if I hear, come on, I won't even look. I grab the remote and I'll be like angry if the channel doesn't change fast enough. And I'm like, change! And I will never look. So
yeah.
I don't know if it's still the same exact commercial or if they changed the animals or.
I don't even know.
It's been a commercial for like 15 fucking years.
I still
now.
Couldn't watch the commercial once I realized I couldn't continue.
No, it's like the saddest commercial ever.
I shut the TV off. I was like, fuck this. You know, now I'm sitting in complete darkness with a limp prick. Like, can't, I'm just thinking, I can still hear the song. As a matter of fact, the TV still has the imprint of, you ever shut the TV off and it still has kind of like the picture in it? My TV's going.
Yeah, so it was probably real lit still.
It was like, you can kind of see like the dog silhouette.
It's like, I'm haunting your masturbation forever.
Fuck. I think it would have been sicker if I was able to finish.
Yeah, it would
have. You know what I mean? That kind of showed that I still have a little bit of soul.
Yeah, it sounds like Chris would have just been all right with it, so.
Chris would have been, fuck the computer.
And fuck the dogs.
I don't know if I could have finished.
That's a hard one, man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
I don't
have
know.
Been able to.
I don't think I could have. Now, if it was like people dying on TV, I'd have been okay with it, but dogs and
isn't
cats
that fucking
dying,
weird? You could see like a public execution, and it's not a big deal. Not that even it's a big deal, but it wouldn't faze you as much as seeing like a dog running out in the middle of the street while a car's coming. You're just like,
yeah.
You know, like,
hell yeah.
For some reason, that's just way more devastating than like seeing a person's head getting cut off.
It is. Dogs are like helpless.
It's not just that. It's just in general, like the animals in general.
They're like innocent. You don't want to see them get hurt.
Oh, sort of innocent, but
I'm not saying those cats deserved what they got in the commercial. You know, I'm just saying, like, you know, that specific group of animals, it's like, I don't want to fucking see nothing like that. Mm-hmm. But if it's a fucking bear who's terrorizing a neighborhood, you know what I mean? Whoa. You know, you gotta put it down.
Still makes me sad, though.
It makes me sad that I haven't busted a nut yet this week.
That sucks.
Yeah, my girl's in trouble when she comes back. Now I'm backed up.
You're gonna break her neck.
Not even that. I'm probably gonna just glaze her like a donut.
Oh my god.
Sorry, babe. She's gonna hear this at some point.
She's like, awesome.
I'll just get the text. You're disgusting. I'm sorry. Sorry. Ah, man. You guys want to get out of here? Yeah. We're not here next week. We're taking off next week. Everyone's going away.
Yeah, we're all going on vacay.
Yeah, not together.
No, separation. Mm. We're all going to be in different states, it sounds like, except for...
Fuck you! Yeah.
We're all going to be over the tri...
Well, us three. I don't know what Marco's doing.
Yeah, but we won't be here next week. But the week after that, we'll be here, and that's my birthday.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. When's your birthday?
June 26th. It's not this Thursday.
Hold on, I'm thinking.
What are you thinking about?
What day is it on?
Thursday.
It's an actual Thursday.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I feel like there's something I am supposed to remember around there as well. I'll figure it out.
I don't care.
No, something's happening. I got to remember. I just don't know what it was. Oh, well. All right. No biggie. So it's your birthday, huh? Are you going to show up for that day?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not doing anything during the week.
All right.
I might do something on the weekend. I don't even know yet. I have zero plans.
What should we do for her birthday? We should do something on the air for her birthday. What could we possibly do that would be entertaining?
I don't give a fuck.
All right.
If anybody has any suggestions, email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com.
Yeah, that would be cool. Maybe we'll bring Pedro here.
No.
How about we get him on Skype?
No,
not like video.
Does he Skype?
No.
Okay.
We'll video him in. We'll just point it at you.
Ew. No.
He masturbate with his gloves on. Oh like God. He does all his videos.
And his mask and his hat and his fucking scarf.
A fucking rapist.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
How old are you going to be? You want to tell or no?
35.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I'm getting up there.
Yeah, you're getting close. You're catching up.
I am. It's happening.
It is happening. That's cool. You have anything good planned for next week? Besides that day? I mean, like any on that weekend? Or
no.
Anything? No?
No. Saturday, I might get a bunch of people to go get a drink or something.
That's cool.
I don't really know. Not really worried about it.
Okay.
I've been so excited for Firefly that I forgot my birthday. It was a week after.
I can't imagine. Sorry. I'm really tired.
Sorry. All right. Well, let's get out of here then.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. We won't be here next week, but we'll be here the next week after that.
Yes.
Hola, Vito.
What? The fuck?
Bye, nigga!
Yeah. Bye, nigga.
Is that what that meant?
No.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.